Namaste Jai Hind, welcome to another edition of the ANI podcast with Smita Prakash. Thank you for liking and subscribing to the channel and for sharing these conversations with people who you think will benefit from listening in to these. Today my guests are Shehzad Poonawalla and Aditi Singh. Both were in the Congress party but left the Grand Old Party to join the BJP. I spoke with the two of them to understand why is it that they did not feel that they had a political future in a party which was then led by a youth leader, Rahul Gandhi, and they preferred to move to the BJP where the leadership is considered rigid and stodgy. Shehzad you see on TV debates almost every day. Aditi is the MLA from Rai Bareli, which was Sonia Gandhi's Lok Sabha constituency. Thank you, Shehzad. Thank you, Aditi, for being part of the podcast. It's so nice to have Yuva Netas, actual Yuva Netas, in the podcast. So may I call you by your first names?
Please do.
Absolutely. And thank you for having us, Smita. And, you know, we've been consuming your podcast on a daily basis. And thank you for having us. We feel very privileged.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot. For the benefit of our viewers, who might think that अरे शहजाद है तो इस तरफ कोई कांग्रेस समर्थक क्यों नहीं है just to let them know that this is not a TV debate so this is just going to be genial conversation and basically I want to know your reasons why as young leaders you wanted to leave a party which was led at that time by somebody who is considered a youth leader, a Yuva Neta. So both of you have your individual reasons for doing that. And you especially, Aditi, because you fought an election. You fought and you were considered close to the Gandhi family. So you have your reason, Shehzad, you have your reason. But I'll begin with Shehzad because Shehzad left first. So Shehzad, most people do know about, you know, those who know you know the reasons why it happened. But there are also people who live abroad. Some of our young viewers and listeners who have just joined in into listening or watching Indian politics. To them, could you explain that what were the circumstances, when it happened, and how difficult was it to leave the Congress party?
See, first of all, understand where I was coming from. In my family, nobody was in politics. Dur dur tak. My community also very less involvement in politics as such. We are a business community, most of the people. And therefore, for a person like me, when I was in school, 15, 16, I was very influenced by what I read in textbooks about the contribution of Congress Party towards the freedom struggle, etc. And I was very influenced by that. And I used to come to Delhi. Every 6 months, I would save my pocket money. And then I would take one room in Arjun Nagar, which is a slightly cheaper area to live in. I would take the 610 Blue Line bus. And from there, it used to be a 10 rupee ticket. I used to go to the Janpat Road station, bus stop. And from there, I used to walk to 24 Akbar Road. And you know who used to drop me back? Tom Vadakkanji. He was a secretary of the AICC media department for the longest time. Tom G will also confirm the story.
24 Akbar Road being the Congress
headquarters. Now, I started off from there and the idea was to be part of a party to serve the nation through the instrument of the party. But over a period of time, I figured that the practical experience was that the parivar was the party. In BJP, the party is the parivar. Here the parivar had become the party and either you have to accept and do everything that the parivar says, you have to not seek any accountability from them, you have to say that it is only parivar, not performance that will matter, you have to give merit a byway and that's the only way you can survive through sycophancy.
But didn't you know that, Shehzad? Everybody knew that, right? I mean, everybody who joined the Congress party, who was born into the Congress party knew that it is a Gandhi family-led party.
In our families also, we all know that something is not right. We don't leave our families the first moment. We try to improve the things inside the family. We try to improve the things inside our business. We don't leave any system or organization or our association in the first go. We know that there are some faults. We hope that it will change. Rahulji, when he came in 2004 and then he subsequently became General Secretary, I think in 2009, in charge of Youth Congress and NSUI, he had promised us.
You were already in the Congress.
I was
then.
In the Congress. I was in NSUI, then I was in the Congress. I was one of the youngest office bearers of NSUI. I was Vice President of the Pune City Wing also.
What was your first meeting with Rahul Gandhi like?
The first meeting was during the time when he was trying to revolutionize the Indian Youth Congress.
Hmm.
He had taken that up as an assignment. And at that time, he had told us that, look, I am going to give entry to people who have no family backgrounds.
Yeah.
You don't need to have money power to be a part of the system. It's going to be a completely transparent elected system. That's what he had assured us. We obviously gave him time to put that system in place.
Mm.
But by the end of it, the Youth Congress became more dominated by Namdars. So every state president was either the son or daughter of some politician or some neta. And the entire system had become more oriented towards having papas or mummies, friends, sons and daughters.
So was he not in control of who's going to
occupy? No, he was absolutely in control. He was absolutely in control. And this is the problem. I feel after my various interactions with Rahul and people around him, that he prefers to have people who have been friends with his father or who have been friends with his family in positions around him and in positions of power.
Mm.
He's for the lack of a better word, he's very entitled in his thinking and he's very elitist. I'll give you an example. I was, I think, second or third who left after Hemanta ji. The manner in which he treated Hemanta, because Hemanta ji does not have, like me, he did not have a family background in politics. Hemanta ji is a self-made man, as opposed to a Gaurav Gogoi, whom Rahul will have a different respect for because Tarun ji and Rajiv ji or Tarun ji and Sonia ji are close. So he has a different orientation. Even if you see people around him, they are sons and daughters of somebody whom he relies on. And therefore, I think he has actually got a sense of entitlement and a sense of arrogance that I come from a particular lineage, pedigree. These people also have a similar pedigree to me. You people are not in the same pedigree. So I can bestow something upon you, but he doesn't really mean it. And therefore, after spending a lot of time, 2017, cutting short the story, in 2017, my only request was when they were trying to coronate him, and I use this word very consciously, they were going to coronate him as the president. I told the party confidentially within the party platform that, look, there should be an election. It should be a free and fair election. It should be an election as mandated by the Congress Constitution, which means that the delegates also have to be elected. It can't just be that, you know, the delegates are selected by Sonia ji's people and then obviously they will elect Rahul Gandhi. So it has to be a transparent election, which didn't happen even in Khadge ji's case. Shashi Tharoor ji says that there were a lot of things left to be desired. So instead of having an election, they had a coronation. And that's when I said that, look, this party is unwilling to put in place principles it advocates elsewhere. It says Loktantra in the entire country, but apne aap ko Loktantra mukt karke rakha hai. Matlab, this is the irony, ke they want Loktantra in the country. They say Modi ji Loktantra ko barbaad kar rahe hai, par apni party mein Loktantra nahi chahiye. Let me just give you one example. From 1978 to 2022, that is 44 years, one family has been at the helm of affairs of Congress, Sonia ji, Rahul ji, Indira ji, Rajiv ji, for 39 years, except for 2-3 years of Narasimha Rao ji and 2-3 years of Sitaram Kesi, and we all know what they did to Sitaram Kesi. In the same 38-40 year period of 1982, 2022-23, you have the BJP, which has had Vajpayee ji, Advani ji, Gadkari ji, Rajnath ji, Janakrishna Murthy ji, Bangaru Lakshman ji, Nadda ji, Amit Shah ji. These are at least 10 presidents. And therefore, the Congress party...
But when you got into the Congress, this was already something that everybody knew and you also knew.
Of course I knew.
Right. So it wasn't as if these are two options open and...
Well, I was gullible to believe Rahul Gandhi. I was gullible that we gave him 5-7 years to put in place things that he promised, but he did not deliver and he doesn't deliver. And apart from that, apart from not delivering...
Who brought you into the Congress? I'm asking you this because...
I'll tell you how I entered politics. I used to read about contributions of one family because the textbooks were also written in such a way that only one family was highlighted as the karta dharta of the entire Azadi ka Andolan.
Yeah.
So you feel that this one family and the Congress party as an instrument has done everything for Azadi. Now, having read that, you feel inspired. And then I started doing student activism in college, in university.
Which is where?
Which is in Pune. Okay. I studied, brought up in Pune all my life. And when I finished my graduation in Pune, I had started joining the NSUI activities. I had also been, doing work for the NSUI. I thought that I should contribute more. So that's where I used to save up my pocket money, come to Delhi, work in the media department, and people appreciated my work at that time. Digvijay Singh ji, Tom Vadakkan ji, and others who were in the Congress party, they appreciated my work. They even thought that I should be the spokesperson of the party. Let me tell you this also. The Congress party in 2012-13 had a special trial for who should be spokespersons. And I was the best there as well. Some reports had also been published that there was an entire meritocratic system that was put in place to decide that on which aspects of spokesperson should be selected. Content, knowledge, body language, tone, tonality, how to speak, present. Despite me doing the best on that, Mr. Surjewala, lo and behold, his father was obviously you know, in the Congress, and Ajay Makan, they were selected and my name was chopped off. So that's the level to which anybody who has merit, who has performance, but not parivar, is sidelined within the Congress. And therefore,
was that the last straw?
That was not the last straw. The last straw for me was in 2017, when after several attempts to try and get the Congress to course correct, I had also told Congress leaders that if we want to, I was in the Congress then, so I was saying if we want to at least get 100 seats against Prime Minister Modi, because Modi ji was declared as the candidate, we must get rid of two people completely, Rahul and Robert. And I think that was the last straw from their side, that ab ye nahi sahan ho payega. So this is the thing that culminated in me leaving the Congress, because ultimately the Congress was unwilling to change its system to a more democratic system, to a more performance-oriented meritocratic system, and it was unwilling to define what its ideological position should be on issues. I am a proud Muslim, but I don't think that we should be talking about eliminating Hinduism. We should not be talking about Ramji ka astitva hai ya nahi hai. And therefore, I used to tell them that on these issues, let's have a strong position where we can't be questioned as appeasing, as being appeasers of a particular vote bank. They were unwilling to do that as well. And in the subsequent years, they have tried to course correct, but they have not done it genuinely. And therefore, the Congress party continues to be in the mess that it is.
Okay. So let me come back to you after I speak with Aditi, because many of the points that you say, Aditi, you are a second generation politician. Your father was in the Congress party. You were considered close to the Gandhi family. You if I may say, you've studied abroad, so you have a kind of an upper class image also. You were considered, because you're from Rai Bareli, you were considered extremely close to Sonia Gandhi, which because of her Lok Sabha constituency. So tell me, what happened with you? Why did you get, where did the off button come on when it came to you?
So I'm actually my grandfather. My father was, of course, into electoral politics, but my grandfather before him was very close to the Gandhis. And so many points that Shahzad just made resonate with me so much in terms of just the Jahapana, you know, culture of the Congress party. And absolutely, I came from a bit of a Congress family. They did eventually expel my father as well, kind of like, you know, my father had the same fate that my friend here suffered for anti-party activities, quote unquote. And then after that, he continued to contest independently. And he also had nothing to do with the Congress party for a long time. But before that, and especially my grandfather and so on, were quite close to Indira Gandhi, who certainly was a different leader, I want to say. Despite everything, she still, even at the helm of, you know, at the peak of her power, when she was at the helm of affairs, she still found a way to stay a little connected to the ground, which is something that her kids and her you know, successors missed completely. And that was a huge change. And that's a change that everybody sees in Rai Bareli and Amethi, which is why they did eventually go ahead and lose Amethi, is because they could not, you know, be it Sonia Gandhi or be it Rahul Gandhi, could not maintain the same connect with the constituency.
But they voted them for so many elections.
Agreed. But
one after the other. And I think even when Smriti Rani went there for the first time, they didn't even know who she was. And it was like we are going to be voting because there's a muscle memory. Hamesha humne vote kiya Gandhi family ko. You keep hearing this in Raibareli.
But then you keep seeing that in Raibareli also. Her Sonia Gandhi's margin has been decreasing. It's been diminishing election after election.
She won one lakh something.
Jahan 5 lakh se jeetti thi.
Okay.
Now it's just been dwindling down and Rahul Gandhi eventually just lost Amethi. So that's a different... personally speaking, so I came back to the country. I studied.
I went to Duke.
So I got my master's in management studies from Duke. Came back and sort of wasn't thinking so much about politics at that point. I was quite young. But then my father got sick, as you know, and he was a cancer patient and spent quite a lot of time, you know, in his treatments and was getting treated in Singapore and so on. And, you know, cut to 2017. Pre-2017 is when our Vidhan Sabha election happened. And father at that point had completely passed on the baton. Ki, bhai, dekho, meri tabiyat ab sahi nahi rehti. And I think you should contest. And at that time, I was very lucky where almost every party was ready to offer me a ticket. My father being the sitting MLA for the last 5 terms. And Priyanka Gandhi approached me. I got a call from her office. I had to, you know, I was asked to go meet her. And she was the one who inducted me into the party. And at that time, I hadn't met Sonia ji or Rahul ji at all because I was abroad. I was studying and I was like doing whatever, you know, other things.
Most people have not met Rahul even today in Congress.
I met him like really later on, by the way. You know, I just had no like, I also had no real inclination of
I'm going to get to that because there are many people who say that who were recruited by Priyanka Gandhi don't come in the what should I say? They are not the cherry on the cake for the Congress party. Those who are picked by Rahul Gandhi to join, they get the plum posting. So that's one thing that one has heard. I don't know about this because I'm no longer doing reporting for the Congress party. Those doors are shut for me. But anyway, let me get to the point. You guys would have inside stories.
So anyway, I won my election. I won handsomely from a Congress ticket. And things were fine. I was a first-time legislator. More than party workers, focused on my own constituency and learning the how things work in Vidhan Sabha. And things were sort of fine. But eventually, when I started asking for more responsibility, it just I just didn't know who to talk to. And you
know, Priyanka wasn't around.
No, she did, I have to say she did give me the time of the day. Maybe because I was from her constituency and Lok Sabha elections were around the corner. And they did win from the highest margin from my constituency. Sonia ji, she won from almost double the margin from my constituency than she did from the other Vidhan Sabhas within the Lok Sabha sector. And what would happen, which I found very interesting, Smita, and keep in mind, my father is someone who won consecutively for 5 terms. From Raibareli, independent from Congress ka gad and all that, is that he was a very cadre-based man, right? He had his own sangathan, he had his own karyakartas. So I had seen a very different kind of politics, very grassroots, very jameen se jude hue. My father would call his BDCs and his pradhans all the time. And, you know, every time I'd go to his office, sab chai pee rahe. Matlab, so very, very connected to the ground sort of a thing. And when I would say things to Priyanka Gandhi that, you know, ma'am, I want to do this. Or aap mujhe koi chota sa, matlab, mahila ke jo pradesh adhyaksh hote hain mahila wale, to Congress ke UP mein unhone 4 banaye. Instead of like 1 pradesh adhyaksh, they made 4. So I was like, aap mujhe un 4 mein se ek beshak bana de, you know, I don't mind. And so she would be like, why don't you go talk to XYZ, whoever, let's say, Sangathan mein kisi ko keh diya ki aap jaake Shahzad se baat kar le, isse baat kar le, usse baat kar le. And, you know, we'll take it from there. I get it. Okay, she's busy. And when I would go, when I would try to talk to these people, be it in Priyanka Gandhi's office or be it in Rahul Gandhi's office at this point, those sort of karyakartas or PROs or whatever you want to call them, you know, karyakarta the, essentially, we are BJP karyakartas or the Congress karyakartas. They had more attitude than the Gandhi family themselves.
Achha, reflected glory.
Yeah. Hai? And I was like, ye achhi baat hai. So, wo hi phone nahi uthate the. It would take me longer to get in touch with some of these people who were supposed to, you know, sort of line these things up for them. And they had more attitude. they wouldn't answer their calls, they wouldn't get back. So eventually, just the inefficiencies rattled me. You know, I'm coming from a state where out in a house of 403 MLAs, you have seven MLAs, seven. And that too after a Gathbandhan with Samajwadi. Seven in a house of 403. And people used to make fun of us, you know, jab hum pehli baar vidhayak bane the, ki, arre tum Congress wale to ek Innova mein chale jaya karo na. That's how, you know.
Yeah, okay.
The GOP, huh. And here you are. So I joined the party at a time when it was already not in the center, certainly not in my state. Just how inefficient, and I would tell her a lot of things, it being her mother's constituency, that why don't you do this? Why don't you have a Pradhan Sammelan or Janpratinidhi Sammelan? And everything would be like, yeah. Everything was like, bahut achha idea hai. Never happened.
So where was the problem? Do you think?
But ab Innova se riksha ki sthiti mein aa chuke
hain. Nahi, scooter. Do hai ab. Do vidhayak
hai. Really feel bad also, you know.
No, but you know, there's no reason to feel bad. And you know, I have obviously you have preferred one Poonawalla over the other in the terms of appearances on your podcast. Oh. But you know, he comes and or people from that ecosystem come and say, देखिए अगल बगल वाले ठीक नहीं हैं, इनके लेफ्ट लूनी एडवाइजर हैं और ऐसे हैं वैसे हैं, राहुल जी बड़े अच्छे हैं, बड़े एम्पैथेटिक हैं,
वो तो मैं सुन चुकी हूं कि दिल के अच्छे हैं.
लेट मी कम, लेट मी, आई वांट टू डिकोड दिस. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, अ लीडर इज वन हु नोज हु विल बी अराउंड हिम, हु सराउंड हिम, एंड इट इज द लीडर्स पिक. Today, Prime Minister Modi, if he has a Ashwini Vaishnav, if he has a Amit Shah ji, if he has a Nadda ji to run the party, that is Modi ji's credit. If he had inefficient people, that would go on Modi ji's
discredit.
Yeah. So you can't absolve the leader by saying that leader bada acha hai, par iske irdgird jo log hai, irdgird ke log yehi chunte hain.
The onus is on the leader, end of the day.
Dusri baat, empathetic. Let me please ask you, this man says mohabbat ki dukaan in every speech. That's the one line they have given him for the last 6-8 months. If he really believes in mohabbat ki dukaan, then why make such obnoxious commentary on the Prime Minister's family? Is this empathy? You take no action on them. Your allies have made such horrendous remarks. Your party has come out and justified it. The latest one being on Prime Minister's parivar.
Mm.
The latest being about what the Prime Minister should have done.
When you both were in the Congress, mm-hmm. at that time, the politics was not as bitter as it's now. That's what I think. Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka did not make these kind of vicious comments against Modi. I remember it being against Smriti, but not so much against...
Smita ji, ye dushprachar aur bhram hai ki 2014 ke baad hamari politics itni acrimonious hui hai. Please tell me who got up and called Vajpayee ji. इतने सौम्य व्यक्ति को गद्दार किसने बोला था पार्लियामेंट में? वाजपेयी जी को गद्दार बोला गया है पार्लियामेंट में. ये तब तो बीजेपी कहीं नहीं थी ना इतने स्तर पे.
आल्सो स्मिता जी, इन द 2019 कांग्रेस कैंपेन, द स्लोगन लाइक द अनऑफिशियल
मौत का सौदागर आल्सो वाज देयर.
चौकीदार चोर है, हु कैन फॉरगेट दैट?
या
बसों से चिल्लाना, रैली में चिल्लाना चौकीदार चोर है.
सो नो, व्हाट आई वाज सेइंग वाज दैट these kind of comments used to be said by the Congress, yes, but one never saw the Gandhi family dirtying their hands or using slurs in their conversations. It was somehow ki inko keep them away from the
inko mehfooz rakho and
don't get them dirty, but their hands dirty. But Mautka Sodagar changed it.
It relates to what I have been saying, that Rahul ji and his family think that they are entitled, that this country owes them everything. That's why they keep invoking also ki meri dadi shaheed hui, mere pitaji shaheed hue. They think that it is the country's duty now, because of the past contributions, alleged or otherwise, that we have to now make Rahul Gandhi the Prime Minister, or else Rahul Gandhi is entitled to judge the wisdom of 140 crore Indians which have chosen a chai wala as the Prime Minister. They don't, you know what the problem with Modi is? The biggest the biggest problem with Modi. Look, they don't have a problem with Modi's or BJP's Hindutva politics as much, because they try to emulate it. They try to play the soft Hindutva card themselves. Mm. Their real problem with Modi is that Modi comes from no political background. That scares them. They cannot fathom that how can this country not elect my family to power and elect this man who used to sell tea at a Vadnagar ka railway
station? You know, like,
that is their problem.
Shehzad, let me come to Aditi. Mm. This thing of them, the Gandhi family or the Congress party not being able to accept people who are not to the manner born. Mm. But Uttar Pradesh mein Gathbandhan is with a Mulayam Singh Yadav, who comes, who doesn't come from, yeah, from some kind of an elitist background. Mm. How come that is acceptable to them? They also made Sitaram Kesari, yes, granted what happened to him later, but there have been so many people in the Congress party considered close to Sonia Gandhi, Rajiv Gandhi, all of them who were not from very elitist background. Where did that change?
That's exactly like what Shehzad said, is as long as you're a sycophant, theek hai, aap nahi honge rajnitik parivar.
But kaha Mulayam Singh ji kaha sycophant?
They need Mulayam Singh. What did Smriti Irani just say right now in Amethi? I don't know if you guys saw that or not. I think it was like a few days ago in an interview. Ki stop using Samajwadi Party as a crutch. Dam hai to akele. And I would say this as a Raebreli wala also. Dam hai to akele ladiye.
They need
Samajwadi Party more than Samajwadi Party needs them. Imagine, like, in the Gathbandhan, they're getting 13 seats, including Raebreli and Amethi. The GOP reduced to 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh. They have one Lok Sabha. They've won one Lok Sabha in a house of 80 seats in a state that gives, jahan se 80 sansad hum bhejte hain. संसद में इन हाउस ऑफ 403 एमएलएज हैव 2 एमएलएज उनमें से एक तो मुझे एक्सीडेंटली लगता है
स्मिता जी मजबूरी में तो इंसान वो अभी कहावत है तो इसको डायरेक्टली कोट अनकोट ना कीजिए गधे को भी बाप बनाता है दूसरी बात मैं किसी के बारे में नहीं बोल रहा मैं क्लैरिफाई कर रहा हूं वरना वो कट हो जाएगी क्लिप दूसरी बात आप क्या कह रही हैं इनका गठबंधन जो है इंडी ये इंडी गठबंधन पारिवारिक दलों का अलायंस है पीडीए का मतलब पारिवारिक दलों का अलायंस आप सोचिए ना मुलायम परिवार लालू परिवार शरद परिवार स्टालिन परिवार सोनिया परिवार यही तो इंडी गठबंधन है इसके अलावा क्या है इंडी गठबंधन
I get what you're saying.
सात परिवारों का गठबंधन है बस.
You know, all the BJP always says, and I'm being the devil's advocate out here. मुझे अभी सारे वो कमेंट्स में आएंगे YouTube के कमेंट्स में we knew it, you are a कांग्रेसी दिल से कांग्रेसी हैं
आप पत्रकार धर्म निभा रही
हैं. So I'm just, because both of you are from the BJP, hence yeah. I'm just playing the devil's advocate out here that the BJP BJP keeps talking about parivarvad, parivarvad. But when I go out on the ground, believe me, when I talk to people, and I talk to all sections of people, you know, when I go for my coverages for election related, parivarvad is not considered an issue with many people in the, not the new voters. The new voters have bought into the BJP thing that baki but the older voters, na, they are like, it's there in every profession. So agar yahan pe aa gayi to kya hua? You know, like, for the life of me, I couldn't understand when I used to go to Uttar Pradesh. Why is parivarvad not an issue for the Samajwadi Party voters, but parivarvad is an issue for those who are voting for Mayawati? You know, so they buy her argument about parivarvad and they, when she criticizes the Yadav family. So it's there's a dichotomy. Explain Uttar Pradesh to me.
So how I see it is, like, sometimes you just, as far as parivarvad is concerned, look, my take on it is eventually you cannot keep a good man down. You can be from XYZ family. If you're not a good leader in yourself, you will lose. Main us kshetra se aati hu jahan se Indira Gandhi hari hain. Mujhse bhi bahut poocha jata hai. You know, people ask me all the time, and oh, but you know, your father. I'm like, first thing, my father isn't around anymore. I won my second election after my father passed, without my father. Aur hum us kshetra se aate hain jahan Indira Gandhi bhi haari thi. To ye parivarvad ka thappa pehli baat to mujh pe mat lagao. Second thing, Smita, certain things have to be done for inter-party democracy. Even if you as a voter may or may not have a problem with it, but someone like a Shehzad, who is a first generation kid, made it by himself, you know, he deserves a chance that otherwise would have probably been given to some nepotistic kid. So certain things are done not necessarily only for the votes, but to maintain semblance within the party and inter-party democracy, what we're talking about, right? So
let me rewind to that, how we started. I want to know that when when you started considering that you want to leave the Congress, did anybody reach out to you and say, mat jao? Like, did an Ahmed Patel say that, mat jao? Or did anybody reach out of consequence? You know, I mean, I'm not talking about your generation politician, but anybody senior who felt that talent ko bahar nahi jane dena chahiye? Did anybody reach out?
No, in fact, they were very eager that isko jaldi se bhagao. Kyunki this, I'll tell you, Congress आज की तारीख में पार्टी नहीं है. मैं हिंदी बोल सकता हूँ?
हाँ,
हिंदी में ही बोला जा सकता
है. हिंदी में ही बोलो.
कांग्रेस एक कबीला है. आपको कबीला का कॉन्सेप्ट पता है? अफगानिस्तान में कबीले होते थे. तो बड़ा कबीला होता है, उसमें कोई डेमोक्रेटिक स्ट्रक्चर्स नहीं होते. कबीला अपने मसल पार पे या मनी पार पे या अपने इन्फ्लुएंस पे चलाता है, और उसके नीचे छोटे कबीले होते हैं. छोटे कबीले बड़े कबीले को अपना लॉयल्टी बोलते हैं कि हम आपके प्रति लॉयल हैं, आप हमारा कबीले को इंटरफेयर मत करो. आप उनकी दूसरी सूची देखिए. एक है सोनिया गांधी का कबीला. सोनिया गांधी के कबीले से कोई अकाउंटेबिलिटी इसलिए नहीं मांगता क्योंकि नीचे है कमलनाथ का कबीला जिसमें नकुलनाथ को टिकट मिला, गहलोत का कबीला जिसमें वैभव गहलोत को टिकट मिला, दिग्विजय सिंह का कबीला जिसमें कि जयवर्धन को टिकट मिल जाता है. अब वो तीसरे भी एक परिवारवादी है, उनको भी दूसरी सूची में मिला है. तो ये छोटे कबीले अपनी नॉन परफॉर्मेंस की अकाउंटेबिलिटी देते नहीं हैं और बड़े कबीले से अकाउंटेबिलिटी मांगते नहीं हैं. और जो मेरे जैसा व्यक्ति निकल जाता है कि एकाध की कोई सवाल उठा ले तो वो पूरा स्ट्रक्चर जो है कबीले वाला वो बोलता है बाकी सब तो छोड़ दो, इसको पहले भगाओ, हम लोग अपना मस्त है. एंड दे बिलीव, ये क्यों आप बोलेंगे कि बट वाइल दे डू दिस वाइल दे नॉट वॉन्ट टू रिफॉर्म, दे बिलीव mistakenly that आज नहीं तो कल, कल नहीं तो 10 साल बाद जब भाजपा ख़त्म हो जाएगी या मोदी जी चले जाएंगे तो हम ही सत्ता में आएंगे. तो वो कह रहे हैं कि अभी हमें केवल अपने आप को प्रेजर्वेशन मोड में रखना है, एक्सटिंक्ट नहीं होना है, सस्टेन करके रखना है, बाकी ग्रो नहीं करना है. आप मुझे एक बात बताइए, और आपने बोला परिवारवाद के विषय में कि ये वोटर्स के लिए इशू है कि नहीं, आप एक बार जस्ट डू वन थिंग, गो टू अन्नामलाई विद अन्नामलाई टू तमिलनाडु स्ट्रीट्स. मैं होकर आया हूँ. एक तो आप देखिए कि अन्नामलाई का एक आंसर एआई पर, आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस पर, और राहुल गांधी जी ने जो आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस से शुरू करते करते इराक वॉर पर पहुंच गए, सब नेटवर्क जोड़ दिया कार्टून नेटवर्क छोड़ के, दोनों के बीच के क्लैरिटी ऑफ थॉट्स देखिए. और अन्नामलाई हो या बीजेपी हो, व्हाट डज बीजेपी एक्चुअली ऑफर? इट डजंट ऑफर जस्ट अ रिप्लेसमेंट ऑफ कांग्रेस, इट ऑफर्स अ न्यू टेम्पलेट ऑफ पॉलिटिक्स. तमिलनाडु की पॉलिटिक्स क्या है? फैमिली फर्स्ट, अपीजमेंट फर्स्ट, करप्शन फर्स्ट. अन्नामलाई कौन है? अन्नामलाई ना फैमिली का प्रोडक्ट है, ना वो फैमिली को बढ़ाने वाला है. सेम लाइक मोदी जी, अन्नामलाई इज़ वेरी क्लियर कि आई एम वेरी प्राउड ऑफ माय तमिल हेरिटेज बट आई विल नॉट अलाउ यू टू अब्यूज़ माय हिंदू संस्कृति, भारतीय संस्कृति. सेम विथ मोदी जी. एंड अन्नामलाई घड़ी पहनता है तो अपने पैसों की घड़ी पहनता है, करप्शन नहीं किया 30,000 करोड़.
When you left the Congress, there was no Annamalai, there was nobody. So tell me, at that stage, did you leave the Congress knowing कि ये BJP है? एक option तैयार था before you left.
देखे,
एक invitation आ चुका था.
नहीं मैडम, मैं तो 2017 में मैंने कांग्रेस छोड़ी और मैंने ज्वाइन की है बीजेपी November 21st, 2021. तो मैंने तो चार साल, जैसे आजकल पत्रकार इमीडिएटली राज्यसभा ले लेते हैं, वो कूलिंग ऑफ भी नहीं होता उनका. डीआईजी इमीडिएटली टिकट के कैंडिडेट बन जाते हैं. आप बोलेंगे जज को भी बना दिया, ठीक है,
कूलिंग ऑफ इन केस यू आर ट्राइंग टू इंसिनुएट अबाउट अ स्पोक्सपर्सन ऑफ अ पर्टिकुलर.
नहीं नहीं, नहीं था कूलिंग ऑफ. एक तो महाराजगंज से इनकी साथी थी जो कल तक पत्रकार और परसों प्रवक्ता बन गई और फिर टिकट लेकर पिताजी की सीट पर कंटेस्ट कर गई. तो मैंने तो कूलिंग ऑफ पीरियड
द वोटर्स टॉट अ लेसन ना.
पर मैं आपसे कह रहा हूँ कि मैंने कूलिंग ऑफ पीरियड इसलिए रखा, आई एक्सप्लोर्ड ऑल दी ऑप्शंस एंड आई वॉज कन्विंस्ड बाई दी वे द बीजेपी वॉज मूविंग अहेड दैट दिस इज नॉट जस्ट द प्लेटफॉर्म फॉर मी बट एवरीबडी हु इज इन माई सिचुएशन विच इज बेसिकली द जेन जी, द मिलेनियल्स, द ओनली प्लेटफॉर्म दैट कैन अलाउ देम टू इवन हैव अ चांस इन पॉलिटिक्स, वेयर ओनली प्लेटफॉर्म वेयर अ बीजेवाईएम कार्यकर्ता लाइक नड्डा जी, और वो स्टोरी बताते अपने कि कहाँ वो कश्मीर में जाते थे छिप छिप के कि तिरंगा लहराए, दैट कार्यकर्ता कैन बिकम राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष ओनली इन बीजेपी. चाय वाला प्रधानमंत्री केवल बीजेपी में बन सकता है. बूथ पे काम करने वाला व्यक्ति गृहमंत्री केवल बीजेपी में बन सकता है. और किसी राजनीतिक दल में ये क्षमता नहीं है कि वो इस प्रकार के टैलेंट को अब्सॉर्ब करे और जगह करे. अन्नामलाई इज देयर बिकॉज ऑफ मोदीज बीजेपी, बिकॉज ऑफ नड्डाज बीजेपी.
अदिति, व्हाट अबाउट यू? व्हेन यू वर फ्रस्ट्रेटेड विद द कांग्रेस एंड यू वांटेड टू क्विट, डिड एनीबॉडी फ्रॉम द गांधी फैमिली रीच आउट टू यू? डिड एनीबॉडी फ्रॉम द inner coterie reach out to you and say that don't go?
the thing with the Congress and their leadership is they're so elitist ki there's no way they'll call and be like, kya ho gaya? Like, I'll be... So just this morning, ek mera bahut purana karyakarta hai, you know, mere grandfather ke zamane se, our families have been together. And somehow he's mad at me. And younger than me, chota bhai hai. You know, and then I called him. I've been calling him for the last 2 days. Like, kyun gussa ho? Kya ho gaya? Ghar ke bachche ho? You do that, you know. I could very easily be on my high horse and be like, main vidhayak hoon aur hoga and kuch nahi hota, dusra bana. No, you just don't do that to people, right? Mm. They did get their cronies to call me and sort of some MLAs and all of that. Ki Priyanka ji bahut naraaz hain and all that because I think there was a whip.
So the idea is ki wo naraaz hain to aap phone kijiye.
Haan, hai na ki wo bada naraaz hain aur aapne whip ka ulanghan kiya, this and that. And remember, gosh, it's been a few years, but I think there was this 2-day non-stop session happening in the Vidhan Sabha. Something to do with I think it was Gandhiji's 2nd October tha, like Jayanti. Some Jayanti, it was a special Jayanti, like marking so many years or something, and to celebrate that, UP Vidhan Sabha had like a special session for 2 days non-stop only to talk about Vikas and development. It wasn't a political, it wasn't like a opposition. And you know, it was just like everyone putting their views about, you know, development and all these different agendas that we had. And they, for whatever reason, Congress party and a whip jari kiya ki none of our MLAs are going to go for this. And I was like, why? I want to go. I want to speak on this. Kisi party ka kuch wo political tha hi nahi. It was just only talking about Gandhiji and how far we've come and you know, the state of the nation and development and completely like a very
apolitical.
Apolitical and kosher agenda. So I say, what can be the problem with that? You know, so I went ahead and spoke. I wanted to. I prepared for days. I wanted to do my bit. And that's when it started. Whip ka ulanghan and so then they got their people to call me. Ki aapne kyun kiya ye? I said, maine kuch bola. Aap sun lijiye meri speech. You know, and par whip thi. So I was like, isme aapne fir kyun whip lagai? There was just nothing. You know, or upar se this is about Gandhi ji. This is about the father of the nation. You know, this is not a political agenda. Vidhan Sabha, you know, as per usual at all.
But the irony is कि जिसके नाम की ये खाते हैं उन्हीं के सम्मान में एक विधानसभा के सत्र में जाने के लिए विप जारी हो के मत जाओ
मैंने exactly ये point कहा है like how can you do this if this was any other
स्मिता जी आप किस बहकावे में हैं कोई राजा रंग को फोन करता है आप सुनिए इनके 15 सीएम निकल गए गुलाम नबी आजाद अमरिंदर सिंह इनको फोन जब नहीं गया तो आदित्य और मेरे जैसे लोगों को कहां से फोन आने वाला है स्मिता जी so, उनको फोन कर लेते वो 15 सीएम निकल गए उनके यहां
अशोक चव्हाण नारायण राणे अमरिंदर
सिंह
किरण कुमार रेड्डी पेमा खांडू दिगंबर कामत रवि नायक एस एम कृष्णा विजय बहुगुणा एन डी तिवारी जगदम्बिका पाल ये सब So there is Maharashtra, Punjab CM, Undivided Andhra, Arunachal Pradesh, Goa, Goa again, Karnataka, Uttarakhand. अरे इसमें वो नहीं है हेमंता नहीं है हेमंता भी तो निकले थे
हेमंता पर सीएम नहीं बने थे उस समय तक हमने बीजेपी ने उनको पहली
बार दैट्स व्हाई हिज नेम इज नॉट ऑन द लिस्ट
मेरा ये कहना है कि वो जिनके साथ उनकी मित्रता घनिष्ठ मित्रता थी जैसे ज्योतिरादित्य जी या मिलिंद जी उनको उन्होंने कम से कम फोन करके कुछ बोला हो तो
बिफोर जितिन प्रसाद जी पर एक बार अमिताभ बच्चन ने कहा था यू नो व्हेन ही वाज आस्क्ड दैट हाउ कम यू डोंट यू नो डज द गांधी फैमिली कॉल यू व्हाई आर दे नॉट देयर एंड थिंग्स टू व्हिच ही turned around saying ki wo raja hai hum rank hai
maine wahi kaha
to exactly so this is what he said that they decide you know the pecking order is such that it's the raja who decides that when is the interaction going to happen and this is something that Rashid Kidwai also said that you know when it comes to that there is a special place that the Gandhis have and people go to the Gandhis when the Gandhis call them you don't visit them because you have a grouse.
Yeah.
But tell me, you were there in Raibareli, right? Yeah. And why did you accept or did you think that there's no other way ki Priyanka Gandhi? Priyanka is nobody in the party, right? Officially at that time.
Yeah.
But you just accepted it, right? That it's Priyanka who will decide. It's she who will who I have to talk to.
Yeah.
Rahul Gandhi was the president of the party at that time.
Yeah.
Sonia Gandhi was your MP at that
MP.
Time.
Yeah.
But in spite of that, it was Priyanka Gandhi who was taking decision?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially for the constituency. I did eventually meet Rahul Gandhi. I just found him, I'm sorry, but completely unimpressive. I didn't know what to... So I would talk to him about work or UP. I remember like the first time... After we won, it was 7 MLA, hai na, Innova wala joke and all of that. So I went to meet him as a newly elected MLA. And so he was like completely clueless. So how many MLAs do we have in UP now? You know? And I was like, sir, 7, you know? And he threw his head back and laughed. And I was like...
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know and he's laughing. Can you imagine that happening in the
BJP? I can totally imagine it, actually.
No, but can you imagine that happening in our party?
Well,
you just don't know that you have like 7 MLAs in a house of 403 and throwing your head back and laughing.
Smitaji, except for few people in media, nobody thinks Rahul Gandhi is well-read. Not even Barack Obama, who's written it in his book that he came off as awfully trying hard to impress but not able to do so. You know, recently...
He trained under Lee Kuan Yew.
Well, you know, I think they should not say it in honor of that great man that
he internship trained under him. Kiya hai. He has trained under him.
Whoever he interned under, these days he's interning under Yogendra Yadav ji and of course Sudhindra Kulkarni ji. So good luck to them and to him.
Wo bhi to BJP se nikle hain. Wo Prime Minister's office mein the bhai Sudhindra ji.
And Sudhindra ji was once a leftist, then a rightist, then a leftist. So let's not go into that.
Why not go into that? We will go into that.
But before that, just one point. Forget everything else. Rahul Gandhi recently said that MRP means minimum retail price. Can you believe this?
Yeah.
You know, he said that, look, if this is the price on this, this means that the shopkeeper who is there, he cannot sell it below this price. He has to sell it above this price. Even my 5-year-old cousin would know that bhai chocolate lani hai, to wo chocolate jo hai, wo agar 5 rupaye ki keh raha hai, to shopkeeper can't charge above 5 rupaya. 5 rupaye ke niche agar discount dena hai, beta bahut pyare lag rahe ho, le lo 2 rupaye mein, to de sakta hai. But he thinks, Rahul ji, he's obviously clueless that he had 7 MLAs and he thinks that it's minimum retail price. He said, Manrega maaf nahi kiya. He says, and I'm not nitpicking on him. Look, everyone makes a gaffe in a political speech. Kabhi kisi ke muh se kuch nikal jata hai. Aisa nahi hai. Sab log jo public space mein hote ho. But to have the presence of mind, to be able to understand the issues and to evoke confidence in somebody. Can you evoke confidence? He said Aishwarya Rai was at the Ram Mandir Pran Pratishtha. Aap the na wahan pe.
Yeah.
Theek hai Aishwarya ji.
Aur
Aishwarya ji ko naachne wali apne sasur ke saath Amitabh naach rahe the uske saath naach rahi thi. Who speaks like this about women?
No, this is what I'm That's trying ridiculous. To say is that I have seen on many occasions that he says things about events which have happened which have not happened.
Yeah.
You know, like he's saying about Aishwarya Rai, like I have seen many times he's saying it, the fact doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Now, okay, fine, ek bar aapne galti kar di, that maybe somebody told you this happened and you said it. But the fact is, he repeats it the next day.
Yeah.
Then he repeats it the next day. Ab Modi ji ne bhi during campaign shayad kuch kaha ho the first time. Now, obviously, people will tell him that this was factually incorrect or something like that. Ya fir Amit Shah ne kaha ho, kisi ne bhi kaha ho. In the spur of the moment, sometimes in the flow of it, you might make a mistake or two. That happens during campaigning. But immediately, log aapko correct karenge aur aap agle din wohi galti nahi karoge. In all likelihood, you will correct yourself the next day and say that kal maine jo kaha tha, this is what I meant. But he goes on repeating it. What I find it difficult is that you were in the Congress too. How did you have to defend this?
I'll tell you. I think the biggest reason for that, what you're saying, ki bhai wo galat bolte hain aur fir bolte hi jate hain. When you are surrounded by sycophants, like you started this conversation with, the thing is nobody has, I think, you know, and what I told you with my own story of like, unka beshak ek baar ko phone ut jata tha, maan dijiye, Gandhi parivar ka. Unke jo aas paas ke the, PROs, PSOs, whatever, you know, advisors, they're firstly... just as clueless, if not more. And even if they know something, I don't think they're going to go up to him and tell him that, sir, you are wrong.
Why?
I really think you should... What I'm saying is just... itna psychofancy ka culture wahan developed. Hey, it's completely like a top-down... you know, approach in terms of leadership and everything, matlab ek Raj Parivar se. So I don't think anyone has the guts to necessarily go up to them and say, sir, this is wrong. I really think you should. I think they'll find themselves without a job or an office the next day.
I don't think it's just about the guts. I think there's a vested interest in it. It's not.
That's
as
what I'm
simple.
Saying. Actually, tell me, even in your party, you have just a Raj Parivar ki baat hui. In your party, you know, also now your party, which is the BJP, there are people who are elitist. Like there are people who have Raj Parivar se, and say Vasundhara is there, right? Vasundhara Raja. Her mother was in the party and she was considered the matriarch of the party. Jab party ke paas literally events chodo, matlab bhandara ke paise nahi hote the, she used to do it. And yeah. I have seen for myself how food would come in for all the karyakartas and everybody. And the party owes a lot to her mother. Now, when it comes to Vasundhara, do people have the guts to tell Vasundhara ji also ki galat hai?
Let me tell you, first of all, the difference between Congress's approach and BJP's approach. First of all, we cannot prevent anybody who has family background to enter into politics. Constitution does not prohibit it. Just like, for instance, you are a media person, eminent media person. Does that mean that your family member can't be a media person? Or even in the same organization?
It's the same doctors and lawyers and everybody.
Yeah. But if you say that, supposing Anjana Om Kashyap, I can take her name?
Yeah, of course.
Anjana Om Kashyap says that, मैं हल्ला बोल 6 बजे करती हूँ, अब मेरे जाने के बाद मेरी बेटी हल्ला बोल करेगी 6 बजे, तो वो सही नहीं है, वो परिवारवाद कहलाता है. अगर कोई व्यक्ति अपने निष्ठा से, अपनी कर्मठता से, अपनी काबिलियत से अगर वो जनसेवा में जाता है और अपना मकाम बनाता है, तो उसमें कोई दिक्कत की बात नहीं. और जहाँ तक वसुंधरा जी है या कोई भी और नेता है, भारतीय जनता पार्टी में कार्यकर्ता सबसे महत्वपूर्ण है. हर व्यक्ति कार्यकर्ता की भूमिका में है और कार्यकर्ताओं को बोला भी जाता है और उनको सम्मान भी दिया जाता है. आज कार्यकर्ता ही बने ना भजन लाल जी मुख्यमंत्री, आज मोहन यादव कार्यकर्ता ही बने हैं ना, आज नायब सैनी कार्यकर्ता ही बने, खट्टर जी भी कार्यकर्ता ही थे. तो कार्यकर्ताओं को बोला भी जाता. हाँ, पर यहाँ पर मैं वही कह रहा हूँ, हमारे यहाँ पर परिवार पार्टी नहीं है, पार्टी परिवार की तरह है, तो उसको स्पिरिट में भी लिया जाता है. गलती होती है तो मेरे राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष मुझे बताएंगे, और मुझे अगर कुछ गलत लगता है तो मेरे पास भी ये सुविधा है कि मैं राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष जी से कहूं कि हमें शायद ये अप्रोच लेना चाहिए, और सहज भाव से उसको स्वीकारा जाता है. कोई बड़ा छोटा नहीं है, जब पार्टी में हो सब एक ही लेवल पे हैं, तो इसमें कोई समस्या नहीं.
यू नो, व्हेन यू शिफ्टेड टू द बीजेपी, इट्स अ रेडिकल शिफ्ट. It wasn't so much of a radical shift earlier, but now it is completely, because Congress has become so left of center that it's completely leftist. I mean, if Sitaram Yechuri is the person who's going to be advising Rahul Gandhi and seen next to Rahul Gandhi, then we know where the how left the party has shifted. Now, from this leftist party, forget about being centrist, you're moving to the rightist ideology. You're moving to a Hindutva ideology. At that point of time, did it make a difference? And once you've joined the BJP, how easy, how difficult was it?
My God, I have so much to say on this. I think it was, for me, it was always and already a natural choice to be aligned with the BJP ideology. What surprised me, or what came as a shock, or rather what was... harder to adjust to, was not the shift from Congress to BJP, which felt very natural to me. You know, I'm a Hindu, and wo Hindutva ki agar hum baat karte hain, maan lijiye, is what the Congress, you know, will blame us for. That shift came very naturally to me. What rather surprised me, perhaps I didn't, because realize it upon the time of joining the Congress party, is how much of a quote unquote anti-Hindu stance a lot of times they would take. Now I'll give you a small example. Raibreli se hu, Sonia ji was my MP. 2019 ke chunao se just pehle, when she came for her namankan and all of that, when she came for her nomination, the only time they come to Raibreli is for the nomination, and then they forget about Raibreli for the next 5 years or whatever. Namankan ke liye jab wo aayi thi, keeping in line with this whole like soft Hindutva thing that they were like at that time, you know, practicing, they went to a masjid and unhone wahan chadar chadhai, ye sara apna kiya jo bhi ritual hote hain. Fair enough. No photographers allowed. Hum logon se bhi, I was there MLA, kaha gaya tha ki koi photo mat khichna, nothing doing, hai na, phone bahar rakh ke aaiye, right? And right after, so they did this whole thing, fantastic, you know, achhi baat hai. आपने वहां मीडिया क्यों नहीं अलाउ करी. हाफ एन आवर लेटर दे वेंट टू सम यू नो पंडित जी के हाउस में एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट, जहाँ वो काफी टाइम से जाते हैं. वहां उन्होंने हवन किया. दुनिया भर का मीडिया वहां अलाउड है. वी वर इवन टोल्ड टू टेक फोटोज एंड लाइक यू नो ट्वीट इट और फेसबुक एंड इंस्टा वट एवर यू नो शेयर ऑन सोशल मीडिया. वाई द डिस्क्रेपेंसी, वाई यू नो भाई. इफ यू अगर आप अपने मंदिर में वो हवन करते हो, आई शो यू, मतलब आई शो यू दोस फोटोज आल्सो, आई स्टिल हैव देम इन योर ओन मीडिया.
आई एम नॉट श्योर व्हाई इट हैपेंड. माय कंजेक्चर इज देयर इज वन फोटोग्राफ, ओनली वन फोटोग्राफ ऑफ राहुल गांधी अलोंग विद, इफ आई एम नॉट मिस्टेकन, विद राजीव गांधी आल्सो, ऐसे करके खड़े हैं. एंड इट वाज प्रोबेबली एट मोहम्मद यूनुस सन्स फ्यूनरल. एंड वो ऐसे करके खड़े हैं. और अगर आप उसको सोशल मीडिया में देखोगे, एवरी सोशल मीडिया साइट विच टॉक्स इल ऑफ द गांधी फैमिली हैज़ दैट एंड सेड दैट दे आर क्लोज़ेट मुस्लिम्स बिकॉज सी दे आर प्रिंग इन द मुस्लिम वे. सो देर इज अ लॉट ऑफ गंद ऑल्सो अबाउट दैट.
एक तो मैं आपको बता दूँ, वो जिस समय पे ज्योतिरादित्य उनके साथ में थे, एक फोटो है, आई एम नॉट मेकिंग दिस अप, आप गूगल कर लीजिए, उज्जैन महाकाल लोक. उसमें वो जिस प्रकार से बैठे हैं ऐसे, क्योंकि मैं तो प्रैक्टिसिंग मुस्लिम हूँ तो नमाज के पोजीशन में वो बैठे हैं. तो अगर वो इस प्रकार से बैठेंगे तो लोग, चलिए सोशल मीडिया तो कुछ भी कह लेता है, परंतु मेरा सवाल ये है कि आप जो अदिति से सवाल पूछ रही हो, आपको सवाल ये पूछना चाहिए था कि महात्मा गांधी का राजनीतिक संकल्प क्या था, राम राज्य. महात्मा गांधी जाते जाते क्या गए, हे राम. उनकी समाधि पर राम लिखा हुआ है. महात्मा गांधी ने तो गौ बछड़े को और गौ की हत्या ना हो इसकी परिकल्पना की थी. महात्मा गांधी की कांग्रेस से हटकर ये नेहरू की कांग्रेस बन चुकी है. ये दरअसल महात्मा गांधी की कांग्रेस नहीं है, ये नेहरू कांग्रेस है. और इसीलिए राम राम से ज्यादा इनके रोम रोम में रोम बसता है. रोम मतलब वोट बैंक की पॉलिटिक्स बसती है. अब देखिए कि इस प्रकार का काल चक्र बदलता है, कोट अनकोट काल चक्र ऐसा बदलता है कि जिनके राजनीतिक नारे हुआ करते थे, उत्तर प्रदेश से आती हैं जानती है कि मिले मुलायम कांशी राम, हवा में उड़ गए जय श्री राम. आज कहां मुलायम कांशी राम, सब मिलके बोलो जय श्री राम. और इसीलिए किसी के स्वप्न में श्री कृष्ण आ रहे हैं, कोई चंडी पाठ कर रहा है, कोई रामनवमी की छुट्टी 10 साल बाद दे रहा है. तो मुझे लगता है कि आज पॉलिटिक्स का जो टेम्पलेट शिफ्ट हुआ है उसको केटर करने के लिए ये लोग आ रहे हैं, परंतु ये जेन्युइनली नहीं आ रहे. अगर ये जेन्युइन होते स्मिता जी, तो इनसे पूछे केवल एक बात कि आपने जो सोमनाथ में गलती की, सोमनाथ में आपने विरोध किया, आपने हमारे सरदार पटेल की बात नहीं सुनी, आपने राजेंद्र प्रसाद जी को रोकने की चेष्टा की, आपने कहा हिंदू रिवाइवलिज्म होगा, नेहरू जी का ये पत्र है,
ये पत्र.
आज अयोध्या में आपके पास ये मौका था कि आप उस ऐतिहासिक गलती को सुधारते, पर आपने नहीं किया.
Didn't go
मैं,
for that.
मैं अयोध्या की बात करने वाली थी, जस्ट कमिंग टू दैट. अभी सो आई वॉज ऑल्सो वन ऑफ द लकी फ्यू हु हैड अ चांस टू गो फॉर द प्राण प्रतिष्ठान. बहुत सौभाग्य था मेरा. और अभी हाल में रामलाल जी ने एक बैठक ली थी, जो संपर्क सचिव हैं बेसिकली आरएसएस के, यू नो रामलाल जी. तो उन्होंने लखनऊ में ऑल यू नो द बंच ऑफ अस फ्रॉम सॉर्ट ऑफ लखनऊ एंड लखनऊ मंडल दैट हैड अ चांस टू गो फॉर प्राण प्रतिष्ठान, ही डिड अ मीटिंग विद ऑल ऑफ अस, जस्ट अ फीडबैक कि कैसा लगा, क्या था और कैसे इम्प्रूव कर सकते हैं. वंडरफुल मीटिंग इट वॉज. And so then he told us a little bit about, you know, we all were very curious about 30 of us, 30 odd people who had been invited. And so hum log unse pooch rahe the ki, you know, how did you manage to fit everyone in? Matlab ki aapne kisi har party, you know, you give the respect to every party to invite their leaders, every religious group and all of that. So he spoke about it a little bit. Aadhe ghante unhone bataya hoga ki kaise unhone, how they picked, who they picked to come for the Pran Pratishthan. It was really fun. So he was saying ki bhai, aur koi bhi rajnaitik dal raha ho, hai na, jisko humne, matlab jo bade rajnaitik dal hain, he's like, chahe wo Samajwadi ho, chahe wo Aam Aadmi Party ho, whatever, and all of these other chote bade dal. To humne itte itte to ko bulaya, and the Congress party and the Communist party were the only ones jinhone spashtata mana kar diya, you know. Other people, at least they had the suhoor to be like, dekhe, hum kyunki sab parivar aana chahte hain, to hum baad mein jayenge. Even if you don't want to go and whatever your reasons are, and even if they're political reasons, the thing is you cannot, you still have to be respectful about this thing that is happening, the biggest event of the century, if not five centuries, you know. You can still be respectful about sentiments, about religious sentiments. Mm. And he said it. He was like, the Congress Party and the Communist Party were the only ones who straight up, no.
इसके पीछे वायनाड कारण है.
अच्छा, सुनो, लेट मी फर्स्ट, बिफोर यू स्टार्ट दैट पार्ट, लेट मी आस्क यू, गो बैक टू योर स्टोरी शहजाद, दैट यू नो दिस इज समथिंग दैट आई हैव आस्क्ड शाजिया आल्सो, व्हिच डोंट गेट ऑफेंडेड आई एम आस्किंग यू दिस, बट एज अ मुस्लिम यू गेट अ लॉट, आई हैव सीन ऑन टेलीविजन डिबेट्स वेयर दे अटैक यू. When you get attacked that as a Muslim, you're in a party about the Hindutva party and all those things, does it really hurt? Do your family members turn around and say that don't be part of this party? This is an this is a Muslim Virodhi party. This is a majoritarian party. As an individual, does it hurt you?
It doesn't hurt me because ye factual nahi hai. Aur main aapko batata hoon kyun. Jo desh mein sabse bhayanak एंटी मुस्लिम राइट्स हुए, हाशिमपुरा, भागलपुर, मीरठ, मलियाना, मुंबई, जलगांव, अहमदाबाद, नेल्ली, ये सब कांग्रेस के कालखंड में हुए. दूसरी बात, कांग्रेस ने कभी इनको न्याय नहीं दिलाया. तीसरी बात, एक तुलना करते हैं गुजरात के मुसलमानों की जो तथाकथित कम्युनल सरकार के नीचे रही और वेस्ट बंगाल के मुसलमानों की. कोई भी पैमाना उठा लो, मैं आपको तीन पैमाने बताता हूँ. अटेनमेंट ऑफ एजुकेशन, गुजरात मुस्लिम्स बेटर देन नेशनल एवरेज. फाइनेंशियल इंक्लूजन, better than national average. And contribution in public sector enterprise, 9% मुसलमान है गुजरात में, 9% उनकी हिस्सेदारी हाई पोस्ट इन PSU. बंगाल में 25% मुसलमान है, 2% contribution in public sector enterprises in high positions. तो मुझे बताइए कि गरीबी और पिछड़ेपन में किसने रखा. और इसके अलावा मैं पूछना चाहता हूँ, ये कहते हैं ना मुस्लिम 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 विरोधी, आज जब 12 करोड़ नलके बैठते हैं तो शाजिया और स्मिता दोनों के घर में बैठ रहे हैं. जब 80 करोड़ लोगों को राशन मिलता है, मोहम्मद मोहित दोनों को मिलता है. जब शौचालय बनते हैं तो किसी के साथ भेदभाव नहीं होता. 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी से निकले, कौन निकले? ज़्यादातर गरीब कौन है? जो ज़्यादातर मोदी जी की स्कीम है, उज्ज्वला योजना हो, मुद्रा योजना हो, जनधन हो, आयुष्मान हो, बाय वर्च्यू ऑफ बींग पुअर, द पुअरेस्ट ऑफ द पुअर, वेदर यू आर फ्रॉम ए कास्ट और बी कास्ट, ए रिलीजन और बी रिलीजन, यू गेट द बेनिफिट. पर मैं इससे उलट एक सवाल पूछना चाहता हूँ. कांग्रेस तो मुसलमानों की बड़ी हितैषी है ना. 1980s में आंटुले जी के बाद, जो केवल जम्मू कश्मीर हटा दीजिए बिकॉज वो मुस्लिम बाहुल है, मींस सब मुस्लिम मेजॉरिटी, कांग्रेस ने किस मुस्लिम को मुख्यमंत्री बनाया किसी भी राज्य में? असम में बनाया क्या? एक सोचिए, नहीं बनाया. जम्मू कश्मीर छोड़ दीजिए क्योंकि आप बोलेंगे गुलाम नबी आजाद. जम्मू कश्मीर छोड़कर 1980s के बाद, आंटुले जी के बाद जो महाराष्ट्र में बने, उसके बाद आप बताइए. और मेरे पार्टी का आप देखिए, आप बोलते मेरी पार्टी टिकट नहीं देती.
हाँ, exactly. एक भी नहीं. एक गलत, नॉट वन इन द कैबिनेट. सो व्हाई?
पहले तो ये समझ लीजिए कि माइनॉरिटी की परिभाषा मुस्लिम नहीं है सिर्फ. माइनॉरिटी में सिख भी आते हैं, जैन भी आते हैं, पारसी भी आते हैं, बुद्धिस्ट भी आते हैं.
लार्जेस्ट माइनॉरिटी आर मुस्लिम.
मैं तो देखता हूँ कि सेकंड लार्जेस्ट मेजोरिटी है हम. आप माइनॉरिटी बोलती हैं, मैं तो सेकंड लार्जेस्ट मेजॉरिटी समझता हूं. तो मैं तो सोचता हूं कि कोई पारसी मुझे आके कभी नहीं बोलता. देखिए स्मिता जी, देखिए, कभी किसी पारसी व्यक्ति, और पारसी सबसे ज्यादा संपन्न है, कई लोग मुझे पारसी भी समझते हैं, पारसी सबसे ज्यादा संपन्न है, पर कभी किसी पारसी ने ये नहीं बोला कि कांग्रेस ने तो घोषित पारसी कैंडिडेट नहीं दिया एमपी, तो क्या पारसियों के खिलाफ है कांग्रेस? पर मैं आपको दूसरी बात बताता हूँ. गुलाम अली खटाना पहाड़ी समाज से, जम्मू कश्मीर के गुजर समाज से, उनको पहली बार राज्यसभा भेजने का काम मोदी जी ने किया. दूसरा मैं आपको बताता हूँ, ये एमपी एमपी एमएलए तो छोटी मोटी बात है, सबसे इंपॉर्टेंट पोजीशन कौन सी होती है एक देश के इंटेलिजेंस स्ट्रक्चर में? इंटेलिजेंस ब्यूरो का चीफ, आईबी चीफ. जब मोदी जी सरकार में आए तो कौन था? आसिफ इब्राहिम. सरकार बदलते ही सबसे पहला कदम आप क्या करते हो? आप अपने आईबी चीफ को बदलते हो. मोदी जी को देश के मुसलमानों पे इतना विश्वास है कि आसिफ इब्राहिम ही हमारे देश का आईबी चीफ रहा. उसके अलावा सैयद अकबरुद्दीन, उनको हमने यूनाइटेड नेशंस में हमारा चेहरा बनाकर देश का भेजा. हरदीप पुरी सिख है, वो मंत्री बने हैं, वो क्या अल्पसंख्यक समाज से नहीं है? जॉन बार्लो बने, वो नहीं है क्या अल्पसंख्यक समाज से? अब जो हम लोगों ने पसमानदा समाज को रीच आउट किया है, यूएलबी इलेक्शंस, मतलब अर्बन लोकल बॉडी इलेक्शंस हुए उत्तर प्रदेश में, वहाँ पे 350 को दिया हमने पसमानदा मुसलमानों को, उसमें से 60 जीत कर आए भाजपा के टिकट पे. अब जहाँ वोट मिलेगा वही टिकट देंगे ना विनेबिलिटी पर. मैं एक इस पर एक इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट देना चाहता हूँ क्योंकि ये देश में जाना चाहिए. मोदी जी के सीन पर आने से पहले, गुजरात में भी सीन पर आने से पहले, गुजरात में 9-10% मुस्लिम्स है, विच मीन्स कि विधानसभा की दृष्टिकोण से 18 टिकट मुसलमानों को देने चाहिए. कांग्रेस ने 95 में एक बार 10 से ज़्यादा टिकट दिए थे. कांग्रेस ने आजीवन मुसलमानों को कभी उनके अनुपात नहीं दिया है आबादी के, और 1950 से लेकर 2014 तक, मतलब नो मोदी जी ऑन द सीन, इस कालखंड में आप लोकसभा की रिप्रेजेंटेशन देखिए, मुस्लिम परसेंटेज इज 14% एंड द रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ मुस्लिम्स इज 4% 5% इन पार्लियामेंट, उसमें भी ज्यादातर अपर क्लास मुस्लिम्स, नॉट पसमांदा. तो इसके पीछे कौन था?
मुस्लिम बीजेपी कार्यकर्ता, एज अ स्पोक्स पर्सन, यू हैव होप्स दैट यू कैन रीच द पिनिकल लाइक एनीबडी एल्स कैन?
आई हैव होप्स दैट दिस पार्टी, एनीबडी हु हैज मेरिट, talent, efficiency, loyalty will reach wherever his position is due in this party, because this platform is caste community agnostic. Agar aisa nahi hota, please ek baat note kijiye, I am one of the more prolific spokespersons of this party, means I represent this party in the government to certain extent in all the important platforms, including podcast with Smita. Can you please tell me, I will name 5 spokespersons of BJP who are Muslims, who represent party on daily basis. Sayed Zafar Islam ho gaye, Sayed Shahnawaz Hussain ho gaye, aapki Shazia ho gayi, main ho gaya. Iske alawa bhi bahut sare hain. Aap mujhe 5 Congress ke bata do. Congress to hitaishi hai na, mantri, MP, minister banana dur ki baat hai. Mukhyamantri banana dur ki baat hai. Aap 5 pravakta Congress ke Muslim bata do. Nahi bata payenge. और मैं आपसे कह रहा हूं, मैं इस सोच के, अगर मुझे कल मोदी जी या नड्डा जी बोलेंगे कि तुम मुस्लिम हो इसलिए हम तुम्हें बता रहे हैं, बना रहे हैं, तो मैं रिजेक्ट कर दूंगा, क्योंकि वो जिन्ना वाली सोच को मेरे परदादा दादाओं ने रिजेक्ट किया था. आई एम हियर बिकॉज दिस कंट्री चोज टू बी सेक्युलर, एंड देयरफॉर आई शुड बी ट्रीटेड ऑन माई सेक्युलर क्रेडेंशियल्स, ऑन माई मेरिट. इफ मोदी जी एंड नड्डा जी टेल मी यू हैव मेरिट एंड देयरफॉर वी विल मेक यू, आई एम हैप्पी टू बिकम. इफ दे मेक मी ओनली बिकॉज आई एम मुस्लिम, देन आई विल से कि सर ये तो कांग्रेस भी करती थी, मांगा मुसलमान दिया सलमान. तो इसीलिए मैं नहीं चाहता कि इस प्रकार से हो. और मैं आपको बताता हूं, देखिए ये सोच जो है ना विभाजनकारी सोच है, ये अगर कांग्रेस पार्टी इसमें बिलीव करती है ना, अभी ये आजकल ये ओबीसी का नारा लगाते हैं, मुख्यमंत्री बनाने का मौका मिला मोहन यादव को, हमने बनाया ना सैनी जी को, आपने किसको बनाया? रेवंत रेड्डी. रेवंत रेड्डी क्या बोलता है? कुर्मी डीएनए कमतर होता है हमारे डीएनए से, इनको बना दिया आपने. ओबीसी करते हैं, ओबीसी कास्ट सेंसस रोका किसने था 1951 में? जवाहरलाल नेहरू. मंडल का विरोध किसने किया? इंदिरा गांधी. राजीव गांधी ने खड़े होकर मंडल का विरोध किया 6 सितंबर 1990 को, और आज आप ओबीसी के हितैषी, और जिसने देश का प्रधानमंत्री ओबीसी दिया है पहली बार, जिसने टेन्योर कंप्लीट किया है, उसको आप बोल रहे हो.
यू नो अदिति, लेट मी कम टू यू, बिकॉज व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट कास्ट, हाउ कैन वन नॉट टॉक अबाउट उत्तर प्रदेश, राइट? सो इफ आई वाज टू कम एंड आस्क यू दैट in 2024, does caste still matter the most when a person goes to vote? One, that about Uttar Pradesh. Two, about Rai Bareilly itself. Tell me, in Rai Bareilly, without Sonia Gandhi out there, what next?
Firstly, as much as I agree that agar aap Uttar Pradesh ki rajniti ki baat karenge, to zahir si baat hai, aap usse caste equation nahi hata sakte hain. Fair enough. But when it comes to Lok Sabha elections, I've seen it in 2014, I've seen it in 2019, I've been in the foray since. When it comes to Modi ji's election, it's above caste lines. Aur agar above caste line nahi hota, to hum Amethi katai nahi jeette. It was not an easy thing to do, you know. Defeating Rahul Gandhi from Amethi, of course Smriti ji worked very, very hard. She worked continuously. But when it comes to Modi ji's election, and now to a large extent Yogi ji's election, that's what we saw in 2022 as well. I think people have now started voting above caste and creed. Having said that, abhi jaise Shahzad bhi keh rahe the, representation bhi to sabko diya hai. Rajbhar ji has recently been made a minister. Chauhan ji has recently been made a cabinet minister. So everyone has been given. Keshav Prasad Maurya ji is a deputy chief minister. So when it comes to ye jo OBC politics chilla rahe hain, you know, BJP has given them their dues. If you look at even our cabinet, or if you look at the ticket distribution and everything, it's very evenly and fairly divided. Jo कोई भी, एनी रिप्रेजेंटेशन, भी अति पिछड़ा वर्ग हो या हमारा ऐसी समाज हो, कोई भी, इट हैज बीन वेरी वेरी इवनली डिवाइडेड बेस्ड ऑन कास्ट रिप्रेजेंटेशन एंड ऑफ कोर्स विनेबिलिटी एज वेल.
एंड व्हाट अबाउट रायबरेली विदाउट अ गांधी फैमिली? डू यू थिंक दैट दे विल नॉट, बिकॉज बाय द एट द टाइम ऑफ फाइलिंग दिस पॉडकास्ट, वी स्टिल डोंट हैव a Rai Bareilly nominee from the Congress as yet. Do you think that the family is going to just let go of Rai Bareilly?
Look, I know that they're very nervous, for sure. If they weren't, they would have started campaigning. They would have done something or the other to retain their seat. Mm. They have zero MLAs over there. Mm. Last time, they still had two MLAs in Rae Bareli. They have no MLAs. All the MLAs are either, well, there's me in the
How
BJP.
How important
or
is
there
it
is,
to have an to have a good network of MLAs to win the MP election?
Who's going to do the groundwork? Who's going to do the, you need your karyakartas, you need your structure, you need to have public representatives who can go out on your behalf. So they have, so I think they're very, very nervous about Rae Bareli, and rightly so, as they should be. Uh-huh. Priyanka Gandhi, I understand Sonia Ji is not contesting this time. She said she was unwell. But she could have at least had a representative. She could have had her daughter at least come in over the last 5 years. You know, nomination ke baad ye log kab aaye hain, Smita ji? Only and only once for a Vidhan Sabha rally. That's it. There is no other time they've even come. Like, forget everything else. It doesn't matter if you're in power or you're not in power. This is what you call your quote unquote your gad, your bastion.
My objection was that at the time of pandemic, they were not on the ground in their constituency.
Agreed.
That really bothers
but
me.
But Rahul Gandhi and
Gandhi anybody
family,
from any party, the party should not just the Congress party. I'm saying even the BJP. If the MP or the MLA was not in the constituency, not helping with oxygen, vaccination, PPE kits, food, looking after their people during that time and was ensconced Smita in
ji,
their house, they should get the axe.
Smita ji, just to clarify, in fact, the biggest drive of making sure that people take vaccines, even when Samajwadi Party was saying a BJP ki vaccine hai, or delivering rations, was being done by the BJP and its extended parivar, the Sangh Parivar, the RSS volunteers. In fact, I remember very clearly, Nadda ji used to have multiple rounds of meetings on a day-to-day basis ki hum log kya seva karya kar rahe hain. He said, siyasi kare chhodiye, seva kare kya ho raha hai, and he used to take meetings with MPs. So I would say that is not entirely the correct factual picture. But having said that, I have another point to make. This attitude of taking for granted is very common for the Gandhi family. And now even more so, with what face, after the DMK abuses North Indian voters, says that ye Uttar Bharati wale jo hai, ye sab pani puri bechte hain, ye Hindi bolne wale shudra hote hain, the comments of A. Raja, the comments of Mr. Pawan Moody, the comments of Mr. Ellen Govan, and Rahul himself comments on Amethi's voters, ki Kerala ke logon ko samajhta hai, inko nahi samajh mein aata. Priyanka Vadra laughed when Channi called Uttar Pradesh and Bihar bhaiya. Mm-hmm. After that, with what face they will go? And despite the insistence of Kerala wing of left parties that Jaiye Wayanad Chodiye Amethi se ladiye, he's not going, and nor will he go.
Fir bhi when they nor go will out he go. To campaign, you see huge crowds that
nee, wo
come.
Bhi, main iska example aapko deta hun. Jab abhi Queen Elizabeth to nahi rahi, unki family jati hai, ye Prince of Wales aur jo bhi hai. To unko bhi dekhne bheed aati hai na, Prince King Charles. King Charles और उनकी family जब जाएगी तो उनको देखने भीड़ आएगी UK की उनके लिए vote थोड़ी करेंगे वो तो ये spectacle है राजा को देखने के लिए आते हैं यहाँ पे तो देश में कोई मतलब अगर वो monkey show दिखाएंगे आप सड़क पे तो आपको मैं बोल रहा हूँ अभी निकलेंगे बाहर सड़क पे monkey show चल रहा होगा 15-20 लोग देखेंगे तो वो देखते हैं लोग कि यार ये भी है कोई है एक मैं देख रहा था पॉडकास्ट कैन आई कोट अदर पॉडकास्ट कॉम्पिटिशन बरखा का पॉडकास्ट था बरखा जी ने बताया शायद वो संभवतः नीरजा चौधरी से बात कर रही थी वो आई हैव ग्रेट रिस्पेक्ट फॉर बरखा वाज टेलिंग नीरजा कि मैं गई थी अमेठी रायबरेली में तो वहाँ पे मैं चाय की टपरी पर रुकी तो मेरे शॉर्ट हेयर थे और मैं क्योंकि इंग्लिश बोल रही थी तो उसको लगा टपरी वाले को कि अरे प्रियंका वाड्रा जी आ गए इतना डिस्कनेक्ट है अच्छा एक पॉइंट मैं आपसे बोलना चाहता हूँ कि जो caste ke baare mein aap
you know but this is another thing the fact is that we talk about penetration of social media ki sabke paas ab cell phone hai sab dekh sakte hain sabke gharon mein television hai electricity hai you know so but the point is in Amethi and Rae Bareli I've always found it shocking that these two have been the first family of India jisko kehte hain their gad and it is so backward You know,
and compare that to what has happened in Kashi over the last 10 years.
I can't understand that. Why is it that people cannot identify, cannot figure out because they have not seen a photograph of Priyanka Gandhi. Everybody has seen it, right? Sabne dekha hua hai. I can't imagine anybody in who has a cell phone. So which means that the penetration is still not there. In these two places. Why did they ignore their own constituencies?
Well, Rahul Gandhi certainly paid the price for it. And they still didn't learn. Mujhe toh lag raha tha after Rahul lost in 2019 that, you know, they'd change their ways, they'd reform. You'd probably see more of them on the ground in the last 5 years, what were to come. And nothing.
What is the buzz in Rai Bareli? Do Congress karyakartas want Priyanka to fight from there?
Congress karyakartas, yes. Of course. Yeah. What other choice do they have? You know, they to jo bhi thode mode baki hain Congress ke karyakarta to cha rahe hain. But
there was a time, you know, I used to hear this that Rajya Sabha ki baat chalti thi, that why doesn't Priyanka join Rajya Sabha? Last time jab baat ye ki agar Lok Sabha nahi karna because you want to have only one of the siblings in the Lok Sabha, mother is already there, son is already there, so daughter nahi, to Rajya Sabha kyo nahi? To which one reporter who has covered Congress for a long time said, dekho, Gandhi Parivar, Rajya Sabha is a largest that jo Gandhi Parivar deti hai logon ko. Apne liye nahi rakhti.
Abhi us largest ke sahare hi hai. Agar inki baatein sunke Himachal se lad lete, to Himachal mein to Abhishek Singhvi ke saath to achha nahi hua. Ab bataiye, aur usme bhi hum jayenge ki usme...
I can't understand. Abhishek Singhvi was the...
outsider candidate.
No, was the lawyer for Pratibha ji. So what happened? Didn't he see the signs? He's supposed to be this ace lawyer. Obviously, he's not done his research well.
Nahin, dekhe, at that time, sambhavta Rahul ji Cambridge mein thai. Wo Cambridge wali audience ko address bhi kar rahe thai. Itne important leader hai. Aur us samay par, ye logon ka plan tha Sonia ji ko Himachal se ladane ka. One point of time, Sukhu ji had proposed. And now, see, I am not giving you conspiracy theories. It is said that Pratibha ji is closer to Priyanka. And Sukhu ji is closer to Rahul. And Pratibha ji mein sari pratibhaen hone ke baujood bhi, unke parivar ki sari pratibhaen hone ke baujood bhi, aur Vikramaditya ji to ro pade, uske baujood bhi unko darkinar karke, ek saal se wo bol rahe the, ki sangathan ke saath theek nahi kar rahe Sukhu ji. Uske baad wo Ram Mandir ke pran pratishtha mein bhi gaye. Unhone bola ki ye koi RSS BJP ka event nahi, yahan pe aana chahiye.
They still didn't see the signs then.
Par Smita, coming back to one question which you asked Aditi, ki aisa kyun karte hain ye? Dekhi, yahi fundamental difference of Modi politics aur BJP template of politics and Congress template of politics is this. Modi ji apne aapko kya bolte hain? Main pradhan sevak. Ye kya kehte the? Hum sarkar. Sarkar ka dayitv jo ye family legacy se aati hai aur kisi bhi family legacy ko jo karte hain unki politics uthao, they never give the janta everything. They give very minute ki sustain karte rahe aur hamare paas haath phaila ke aaye, fir main unko guarantee ye dunga, matlab पेपर पे मैं बोलूंगा कि आपको फूड सिक्योरिटी मिलेगा, मैं पेपर पे बोलूंगा मनरेगा मिलेगा. वेयर एज मोदी जीज अप्रोच इज कि मैं आपको आत्मनिर्भर बनाऊंगा. आप मेरे पास हाथ फैलाकर नहीं आएंगे. आपके पास जो एक रुपया मैं भेजूंगा डीबीटी और जायम के माध्यम से, वो एक रुपया पहुंच जाएगा. तो दिस मॉडल कि एक सोचता है संपन्न करो और एक सोचता है कि इनको निर्भर रखो, ये मॉडल है. और इसीलिए उन्होंने उसको हमेशा गरीब रखा है, क्योंकि गरीब रखेंगे तो एनिग्मा लगेगा इनके परिवार का.
ओके, टुवर्ड्स द एंड आई हैव वन क्वेश्चन व्हिच आई विल आस्क बोथ ऑफ यू. यू कैन डिसाइड व्हाट टू डू. वन इज दिस थिंग दैट देयर आर मेनी मेनी पीपल आई हैव मेट हु से दैट, you know, that those who join the Congress party who come from established families, they join those who join the BJP and they belong to established families, many of them do it apne business ko bachane ke liye ya apni zameenon ko bachane ke liye, so that the administration is with you because you're considered close to the BJP. So whether it is in Rajasthan, whether it is in Uttar Pradesh, anywhere where there is no, where the BJP is in power, ek ye hai. Dusra is that agar aap BJP join karte ho to aapke upar ED raids nahi honge, fala nahi honga, washing machine, which you have defended in many television channels. Explain to me, have you met people who do these things?
I personally haven't. I can talk about myself. When I joined the BJP, the people that followed suit or sort of joined around the same time are Jitin Prasad ji. Unko kisi introduction ki zarurat nahi hai. You know, RPN Singh ji. People of high credential. I'm talking about Congress. The people that joined from the Congress in Uttar Pradesh. More or less around the time
ek wo photograph bhi hai na, of the boys. Those who were so around.
Sachin Pilot
with usme sirf Sachin Pilot bache hai us photograph mein. Baki sab these boys club that was
the
there.
Yeah.
Around.
Young Turks kehte the. Yeah.
वो अभी भी उनको यंग टर्क्स कहा जाता है.
मैं तो अभी तो टीनेज टर्क हो गया फिर तो. मैं इस लिहाज से वी आर टीनेज टर्क्स.
इनफैक्ट देयर इज वन आर्टिकल व्हिच आई रेड दैट अमित शाह जी इज ओनली 6 years older to Rahul Gandhi, but he was never considered a youth icon or a youth leader, whereas Rahul Gandhi is still considered a youth leader.
No, Lutyens ke chashme ka kamal hai. Lutyens ka jo chashma hai, wo is prakar ka lazy analysis bhi karta hai. I'll tell you the holes in this analysis. Iska matlab, hum washing machine, chale, theek hai, BJP washing machine. Aap log gande kapdo ki dukaan kyun ban kar baithe ho? कोई इनसे ये तो पूछे कि इनके यहाँ जो गंदे सो कॉल्ड गंदे कपड़े हैं ये तब तक गंदे नहीं लगते जब तक कि वो गंदे कपड़े निकल जाते हैं फिर आपको उनकी गंदगी दिखाई देती है और मिलिंद देवरा पे क्या केस था जैन चौधरी पे क्या केस है और ईडी सीबीआई मिसयूज की बात कर रहे ना तो मैं इनसे सिर्फ इतना पूछना चाहता हूँ ईडी जब केजरीवाल पे कार्रवाई करे तब तो ये लोग तालियां बजा रहे थे ईडी सोनिया जी पर कार्रवाई करे तो ईडी खराब हो जाती है सुप्रीम कोर्ट चंडीगढ़ पे वर्डिक्ट दे तो तब तो सुप्रीम कोर्ट इज डूइंग राइट थिंग सुप्रीम कोर्ट इसी ईडी पर वर्डिक्ट दे कि 14 पार्टियां गई नो क्लेम्स आर ट्रू दैट इट इज विंडिक्टिव यू कैन नॉट मेक दिस आर्ग्यूमेंट तब सुप्रीम कोर्ट के वर्डिक्ट को नहीं मानना है दिस इज लेजी एनालिसिस एंड दिस इज वो कहते हैं ना ता उम्र कांग्रेस यही गलती करती रही धूल चेहरे पर थी कांग्रेस आईना साफ करती रही ये ब्लेम करना कि ये लालची है ये बिकाऊ है भाई लालची और बिकाऊ को रखते क्यों हो आप इनको बुला बुला के टिकट क्यों दे देते हो
Is it going to be an issue this time, do you think? Because in the last election, this whole thing about corruption, clearing out corruption and things like that. Now that the BJP has fulfilled all their promises, which they had made, what more can the BJP tell its people? I mean, to say that economy bada karenge, jobs denge, that's a kind of amorphous thing. It's not 370. Triple Tarak. You know, those are real things.
Yeah.
CAA, NRC, those are real, real things.
Yeah.
Now that BJP has fulfilled everything, how do you go to the people and say, what
but
can
I think,
we do?
But that's where they've gained the confidence of the people. I mean, so one of my favorite podcasts of yours is, you know, your podcast with Sameer Saran.
Huh.
And I was lucky enough to go to Raisina also. Like, I think it was right after that was Raisina. Yeah. I watched your podcast. Loved it. Mm. The kumbh of geopolitics, international politics and so on. Look at where we're going. Look at our growth trajectory. It's not people are not missing it. Mm. Agar aap, you know, if you talk about the so-called, you know, intellectual class, so people that read, and gaon maybe, you know, gaon de haatho maybe, people that read, they see where we're going. They see how we're poised to become the third largest economy in the next 5 years, right?
Mm.
Agar aap, if you talk about people who perhaps don't have, you know, that much of an understanding or don't you? Unko free ration mil raha hai. Unko tamam aur suvidhaen mil rahi. They've empowered women. Aapko pata hai, jo Ujjwala Yojana hai, ya jo Pradhan Mantri Grameen Awas Yojana hai, the beneficiaries are all women. And honestly, I feel very, very happy about it. Mm. You know, ya ration yojana hai, the beneficiaries are all women. So there has been every cohort or class has been catered to. People are seeing the advantage of voting in the BJP again, voting in Modi ji again for whatever their own personal reasons may be. My reasons for loving my prime minister may be very, very different from perhaps your reasons or someone sitting in one of my villages or someone sitting in my shahar. Sabke apne apne karan hain. But everybody is seeing the growth trajectory.
Dekhe, Smita ji, Modi ki guarantee, ye kya hai? 370 ka sankalp tab bhi tha jab hamari do seatein thi. Ram mandir ka sankalp tab bhi tha jab do seatein thi. कई परिदृश्य में भाजपा इतने बड़े मेजोरिटी से आएगी नहीं हमने कभी संकल्प नहीं छोड़ा जिस प्रकार से नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम 30 सालों तक लटका रहा उसको हमने करवाया पार्लियामेंट में पास करवाया नई संसद भवन बनाना या बड़े बड़े जो ऑब्स्टिकल्स थे इस देश के सामने उसको चुनौतियों को पार पढ़ के उसको आगे बढ़ाना तो ये मोदी की गारंटी है
सो इट्स गोइंग टू बी लाभार्थी वोट इन 2024 आल्सो क्या वो है
मैं आपको बताता हूँ राम लल्ला एंड गीता अब सेकुलरवादी इसको कट करके आधा ना डाले राम लल्ला और गीता का मतलब समझिए आर फॉर राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा ए फॉर अर्थव्यवस्था एम फॉर महिला एल फॉर लाभार्थी एल फॉर लीडरशिप ए फॉर आत्मनिर्भर भारत और गीता का मतलब है और सारी चीज़ें कुरुक्षेत्र से ही डेवलपमेंट आजकल हो रही है हरियाणा की गीता का मतलब है ग्रोथ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर टेक्नोलॉजी एंड ये अपीजमेंट पॉलिटिक्स का एंड तुष्टिकरण नहीं संतुष्टिकरण तो ये राम लल्ला और गीता का आशीर्वाद जिस पर रहेगा उसको 400 पार मिलनी है
ओके नाउ लेट मी जस्ट कंक्लूड इन दिस एवरीबडी सीज यू डे इन एंड डे आउट ऑन टेलीविजन गिविंग साउंड
बाइट
विद ANI एंड ऑन टीवी
कैन आई शेयर
या श्योर
वन पर्सनल स्टोरी
श्योर
And I know you will, I hope you'll keep it. You will not cut it.
No, nothing is cut, by the way, in this. Unless, let me just clarify that in the podcast, we don't edit out anything unless somebody has spoken about their son, daughter, wife without permission and their then family doesn't want it. Or if they have made a factual error and they want to correct it. Or third time we have checked it is if there was a court case that they were fighting, it was in court and they by mistake mentioned it, it's sub judice.
So, these three categories are not in the category. जब मैं 10 रुपए की वो टिकट लेकर बस पकड़ कर आता था तब ANI पे बाइट देना हमारे लिए बड़ी बात होती थी. मैं सोचता था कि कभी ANI मेरी बाइट ले ले. उस समय मेरी मुलाकात नवीन जी से हुई. नवीन जी को मैं बोलता था, नवीन भाई मेरी बाइट लिया करो आप. तो नवीन भाई बोलते थे, यार तू मेरा दोस्त है, मैं ट्राई करता हूँ पर बड़ा मुश्किल है, तुम्हारे यहाँ पे जो कांग्रेस में सिस्टम है वो आपके लिए बड़ा विरोध, वो मुझे विरोध करते थे कि ये ना दे बाइट और बड़ा प्रेशर डालते थे बड़े ग्रुप्स पे, मीडिया पे, आप पे तो नहीं चलता था. किसी तरीके से नवीन भाई कोई ना कोई मुद्दे पे, कोई लीगल इशू पे, किसी तरीके पे चला लेते थे मेरी बाइट लेकर चैनल को भेज देते थे. आज मैं जो भी हूँ, स्मिता जी, मैं अपनी माता के परिश्रम से तो बना ही हूँ. मेरी माता जी ने जिस प्रकार से तहसीन और मेरा ख्याल रखा है व्हेन शी लॉस्ट हर हस्बैंड, व्हेन शी लॉस्ट हर फादर, बट एट दैट टाइम द मीडिया पीपल, रोहित सरदाना, स्मिता प्रकाश, ANI और ऐसे हजारों मीडिया पर्सन्स, गेस्ट कोऑर्डिनेटर्स जिन्होंने मुझ पर इन्वेस्ट किया, मुझ पर विश्वास जताया, मैं आजीवन इनका कभी भी उनका योगदान मेरे करियर में भूल नहीं सकता. इसलिए जब भी ANI होता है मैं पार्टी का कॉल से पहले ANI वालों का कॉल लेता हूँ सुबह. तो ये मैं केवल चाहता था, आई नो यू नेवर लाइक मी सेइंग दिस थिंग्स एंड यू आर ऑलवेज इन अ फिक्स कि यार कोई पार्टी वाला आपके ऐसे बोल देगा तो कांग्रेस वाले आपको बोलेंगे कुछ और. पर मैं आपको दिल से बताना चाहता हूँ कि टुडे वॉट एवर आई एम, इट इज़ बिकॉज ऑफ पीपल लाइक रोहित सरदाना, बिकॉज ऑफ मेनी अदर जर्नलिस्ट, नाविका, राहुल शिवशंकर एंड स्मिता प्रकाश.
थैंक यू सो मच, दैट्स अ वेरी स्वीट थिंग टू से. माई क्वेश्चन टू यू शहजाद वॉज that you know when you come on TV channels and all and you know you're defending your party, on the other side are people also who have to defend their party. So the fight becomes really, you know, very very nasty. Now I know of people who enjoy that because it's like, you know, a gladiator fight, you know, ye jeeta, and everybody has their favorites, right? So and I know for a fact that my mom, my masis, they were all like, you know, this guy was so good, this woman was so fantastic. But if I am on such a debate, mereko I'm still shaken. How do you cope with it?
देखिए, एक तो मैं हमेशा इस
कोई स्विच ऑफ नहीं कर सकता. आई डोंट बिलीव दैट दैट्स पॉसिबल. कैन यू
एक्चुअली? मैं हमेशा एक चीज़ में ट्राई करता हूँ विश्वास रखने का कि जो भी मेरे सामने बैठा है, चाहे वो मेरे परिवार से हो या कोई अन्य दल से हो, मेरा केवल काम यह है कि उसका मैं शत्रु नहीं हूँ, ना वो मेरा शत्रु है. हम लोगों में मतभेद है, मनभेद नहीं होना चाहिए. तो मैं उसे कभी शत्रु की दृष्टि से देखता नहीं. हाँ, पर यह भी बात सही है कि देखिए, कृष्ण जी ने सिखाया था, जहाँ बांसुरी से काम चले बांसुरी से, जहाँ सुदर्शन चक्र उठाना पड़े सुदर्शन चक्र से. मैं किसी चीज़ को पर्सनली नहीं लेता. जहाँ तक संभव है स्टूडियो में डिबेट खत्म, तो अपना मतभेद उधर खत्म, मनभेद रखना नहीं है. अगर मुझसे भी कई बार मैं किसी को अपमानित करता हूँ, हो जाता, निकल जाता, इंसान हूँ, आई ट्राई टू कॉल दैट पर्सन अप एंड आई कॉल्ड अप मेनी पीपल एंड आई सेड कि ये मुझे नहीं बोलना चाहिए था एंड आई एम वेरी सॉरी एंड आई होप यू कैन फॉरगिव मी एंड नेक्स्ट टाइम आई विल स्टिल फाइट यू फियर्सली ऑन एयर बट आई विल नॉट ट्राई टू से दिस थिंग. तो मैं कोशिश करता हूँ कि आई लीव दैट असाइड. बट एक दो लोग जो है उन्होंने गाली देना ही अपना टीवी डिबेट का स्टाइल बना दिया है, तो मुझे लगता है दे शुड ऑल्सो सी कोर्स करेक्शन. क्योंकि मुझे तो अफेक्ट नहीं होता, आई डोंट टेक इट पर्सनली. दिस इज ऑल वी आर डूइंग समथिंग फॉर द नेशन और फॉर आर पार्टी.
बट इज इट पॉसिबल दैट इफ समबडी इज मीन एंड नास्टी टू यू बिकॉज यू हैव अ सर्टेन पॉलिटिकल आइडियोलॉजी, कैन यू पुट इट असाइड एंड
स्मिता, आई वाज टॉकिंग टू हिम अबाउट इट यस्टरडे एंड आई वाज लाइक, बॉस, आई गॉट टू लर्न फ्रॉम यू. जैसे जो ये कह रहे हैं, आई थिंक ही इज बिकम सो स्टोइक एंड सो प्रोफेशनल इन दैट. I'm not a spokesperson. I'm a ground worker, and I've always considered myself a person of the field. I refused to get on Twitter for 3 years. Yeah, 3 years. I was just not, because I just found it such a vicious place to be in.
Yeah.
You know? And even when I then finally got on Twitter and professional and this and that, karna padega, I would just be like in and out. In and out, you know, and even with YouTube and like other things, like interviews and stuff, I just, my poor heart cannot take the comments. I just don't even read the comments. And he was like,
it's true, there are many people who do that, who've decided ki ye main nahi kar sakti.
But Smita ji, ek cheez main bolu aapko, aur ye kyunki stoic ka unhone bola, to stoicism ek philosophy hai.
Yeah.
How somebody abuses you is their way of doing it. How you react is in your control. I can never stop Smita praising me or abusing.
But yeah, you know, Shahzad.
But dekhe, Modi ji isme bahut.
You can respond or you can react.
Yeah.
So, it's a very thin line.
Yeah.
And more often than not, our instant reaction is to, you know, get angry. Like there is a one spokesperson who करके smile करता रहता है. मेरे को इतना गुस्सा चढ़ता है उसकी शक्ल देख के. I don't care what he said, but I just want to put him down at that side because of that
Cheshire. Okay,
no names.
Yeah, no names.
Okay. So, but do you? I'm like, हटा वो smile. I'm not saying anything funny about it, and something I'm saying is so serious.
Yeah.
Why the hell do you have to? But that's his tactic.
Yeah.
You know, under my skin.
Yeah.
So now I've learned. You know that, okay, there was another person who's no longer a spokesperson for the party because he revealed something.
Yeah.
Now, that guy's entire idea was to get at me and to put me down as a journalist who's got a bias. It would just start off with that. I think first concentrate on what I'm saying. Na? You know, don't, tumhare bias, tumhara ye, refute me on what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's so irritating.
But Smita, why do you want anybody else's validation? That is the thing. See, if you have confidence and you know that your conscience is clear, you should not seek validation. Or agar aisa validation Modi ji sabse seek karte, to wo gali unke obstacle ban jate.
Shri Ravi Shankar ya Sadhguru nahi ho jati agar mujhe koi farak nahi padta kisi ne kya.
Nahi, but
wo
main ye nahi keh raha ki farak nahi padna chahiye.
Engineering karke main
ye nahi keh raha farak nahi padna chahiye. Farak nahi padna is a different thing. Aur kisi ki gali ko ya to aap patthar ke roop mein le lo jo aapko चोट करता है या उसको अपने सीढ़ी का एक स्टोन बना के स्टेपिंग स्टोन बनाकर आगे चलो. जो काम करता है उसी को गाली पड़ती है. अगर आप इररिलेवेंट होती तो वो आपको टैग ट्वीट गाली देना काम नहीं करते. तो एक बात नोट कीजिए कि आप रिलेवेंट है इसलिए गाली देते
हैं. नो, वन मोर थिंग दैट देयर सम पीपल आर सो नास्टी दैट ऑन टीवी डिबेट्स एंड ऑन व्हाट्सएप दे विल चैट विद यू एंड दे विल बी स्वीट एंड देन दे ट्रोल यू ऑन सोशल मीडिया. आई वाज एंड देन व्हेन यू मीट देम इन रियल लाइफ, हाय.
Oh my God!
And
you especially, know? Especially in the Congress party, I mean, jo bhi debates and everything.
But aise logon ko aur pyar se milna chahiye.
No, to milte hi hain na.
Ab ye baal mein jo kaale hain, main waise safed hai. Yahan tak pahunch ke ab nahi hota ye hypocrisy.
Wo uska kartavya hai aapko jo wo keh raha hai, wo uska kartavya aur dharm hai. Wo kahega, usse aapko upset nahi hona hai.
Par ye politics mein ho sakta hai na?
Nahi, ye politics mein nahi hai. Mujhe bataiye ek baat ki. कृष्ण जी ने जिस प्रकार से वो गए थे ना याचना करने गए थे कि भाई मत लड़, युद्ध मत कर, सुलह कर ले, 5 गांव दे दे पांडवों को, सब मामला सॉर्ट आउट हो जाएगा. नहीं सुने वो, तब जाकर आपको जो कदम उठाना है उठाना है. अर्जुन को भी तो संकोच था कि मैं अपने कजिन्स पे कैसे वार करूं, पर उनको बताया ना कि ये पर्सनल नहीं है, आपको जो करना है करना है. वो अपना धर्म निभा रहे, आप अपना धर्म निभाइए. और धर्म निभाने में अगर कोई कुछ आपको बोलता है विच अपसेट्स यू, यू हैव टू स्वॉलो इट. दिस इज हाउ इट इज. शिव जी भी तो निगल लेते हैं ना. तो मुझे लगता है कि विश निगल के उसमें से अमृत देना.
डू यू जस्ट गो ऑन द ट्रेडमिल टू टेक आउट योर एंगर?
आपको अपनी लाइफ में ऐसी चीजें रखनी चाहिए जो आपको अपने पर्पज के पास ले जाती है. मेरा पर्पस क्या है? मेरा पर्पस, मेरी तो कुछ संतान नहीं है, ना होने वाली है, ना मेरी शादी होने वाली है, तो मैं अपने लिए तो नहीं कर रहा, ना मैं अपने परिवार को संपन्न करने के लिए कर रहा हूँ. मेरा एक लार्जर सोशल गोल है, लार्जर पॉलिटिकल गोल है कि इस देश को कहाँ ले जाना है. अगर किसी ने मुझे बोल दिया कि तुम तुतलाते हो, या किसी ने बोल दिया कि तुम अवसरवादी हो, हाउ डज इट अफेक्ट माई लार्जर गोल जो मुझे देश के लिए करना है? वो उसकी व्यू पॉइंट है. बोलो, डेमोक्रेटिक देश है, दो गाली. तुतलाता हूँ फिर भी भाजपा भेजती है, क्या उखाड़ लिया आपने मेरा? तो मैं इसको मेरे फाइनल गोल के साथ क्या मैच करता है? नहीं, डज नॉट.
अच्छा, टेल मी वन थिंग, व्हाट अबाउट यू, योर हस्बैंड बीइंग इन द कांग्रेस एंड यू बीइंग इन द बीजेपी, हाउ डज दैट इक्वेशन वर्क एट होम? नाउ लड़ते नहीं हो आप डिनर टेबल पे?
अनफॉर्चुनेटली वी गॉट डिवोर्स्ड.
ओह, आई एम सो सॉरी, आई डिडंट नो दैट.
दैट्स ऑलराइट, दैट्स ऑलराइट. सो हाउ इट प्लेड आउट इज, एंड आई विश हिम ऑल द बेस्ट, इट वाज नॉट एट ऑल अ विशियस सेपरेशन. How it played out is when I decided to join the Bharatiya Janata Party, and you know, being a young MLA, I wanted to be a part of the India growth story, and I decided very early on that bhai, I want to be under the leadership of Modi ji, and in my state under the leadership of Yogi ji. He was my chief minister, seeing his work and so on, and part of the government. So khair, jab maine Bharatiya Janata Party join karne ka faisla kiya, at that point my husband at that time Angad was supportive. Bhai, tumhara apna profession hai, career hai, state hai, aur mera apna hai. What happened towards the end, during ticket distribution. Me ticket ho gayi thi. I was preparing. Priyanka Gandhi says to my ex-husband ki you talk smack about her. I'm sorry, I'm trying not to use like cursed language. So you say all these nasty things about her. Charitra par. Theek hai na? About, you know, how she is and this and that. And I'll give you a ticket. And if you don't, I'm not going to give you a ticket. Sitting MLA.
Oh, goodness.
Of the Congress party.
No, young I totally kid? Believe this. And that's why people, when they say that these Gandhis are very empathetic, they're very kind, yeah. They are always saying...
So did he get a ticket because of that, you think?
He didn't get a ticket. He was...
He came for 3 months.
Hamari apni parivarik, jo bhi dikkatein samasyaein thi, a lot of it caused by the Congress party. So I would have people calling on, on his behalf, like not him, ki... come back to Congress, it's going to affect your marriage. And I'm like, since when have you become an advocate for my marriage? You know, ministers and stuff. So some of them are told off. But so what they told my ex-husband is, Priyanka Gandhi, what she told my ex-husband is that you say all these things about her, nasty things about her, negative things about her, on record. Do a press conference and everything, and hum aapki tickets sunishchit karte hain. And he was like, listen, we may or may not be on whatever terms we may or may not be on, and wo sab apni jagah hai, but this is I've not been raised to talk like that about women, especially not my wife or my family, and ye hamara parivarik mamla hai. Not going to talk about her, which I really respect him for that.
To Congress
ke ticket kaat di.
केवल कांग्रेस नॉर्थ साउथ नहीं, केवल जातियों में नहीं, पति पत्नी और भाइयों में भी लड़ाई लगाती है. मतलब अब आजकल तो नॉर्थ वर्सेस साउथ कर रहे हैं, जातियों में भी विभेद कर रहे हैं, पति पत्नी और
भाइयों में. I mean, sitting here now, like, you know, God has been so kind. I'm like, I'm sitting with Smita Prakash. Like, it's things have turned out, you know. But at that time, you know, Angad lost his father when he was very, very young. Fought it on his own. His mother was an MLA. Then he became an MLA. And he's had his fair share of struggle. Came from the Congress family. It was just two young kids trying to make it in the world. They could have been a little supportive, you know. So to go back to your point of ye jo pura apna hai na ki mohabbat ki dukaan or whatever the hell they're calling it. Right? I mean, they could have been a little bit. Why? You know, why? Like, just because we can't fight back and we're two younger kids trying to make it in the world, make it in politics. It's hard enough as it is. And, you know, eventually it just tore us apart. And here we are.
But Congress has done this with Jagan Reddy's sister also. Made the candidate from Karunakaran ji's daughter. In Kerala, instantly they gave ticket to Karunakaran's son.
Yeah.
Congress, itni, you know, the right word for Congress is, it's vicious. A very vicious, shatir or devious party hai. Wo hijab bahut achha dal deti hai. Par hijab ke peeche jo chehra hai, uska bada khatarnaak hai, bada vish bhara hai. And ye chaliye hota hai, differences between brothers is not a new thing. Saugata Roy and Tathagata Roy. Saugata Roy is in TMC, Tathagata Roy is in BJP. Ye hota hai, par to engineer this kind, as Aditi is saying, to engineer differences, that Congress can do. Aur waise batate hai ki hum parivar mein bada vishwas rakhte hain.
Tell me one thing, is Tehsin joining your party at all?
Dekhe, aisa hai ki Tehsin
Poonawala... Tehsin has come 3 times on the podcast. Shehzad has not come. Shehzad comes almost every day on the ANI news feed.
Yeah.
So, but both of them, Tehsin wants to come on the ANI news feed. Shehzad wants to come on the podcast.
Dekhe, aisa hai ki Tehsin Poonawala ke jo views kuch saal pehle the, jis pe main unko batata tha, mujhe lagta hai ki unhone kahi views ko moderate kiya hai. Par unki problem ye hai ki mujhe... देश में परिवार दिखता है, उनको परिवार में देश दिखता है. जब तक ये दोनों रिकनसाइल नहीं होते कि आप अपने परिवार में ही देश को देखते हैं, मतलब परिवार में, मतलब उनको राहुल गांधी में कोई बुराई नज़र नहीं आती, उनको लगता है राहुल गांधी ठीक है, इर्द गिर्द वाले लोग ख़राब हैं. तो मुझे लगता है जब तक वो उस वर्ल्ड व्यू से रहेंगे तो वो उस 90s की पॉलिटिक्स में अटके हुए हैं. और भाजपा जो पॉलिटिक्स कर रही है वो आगे के 1000 वर्ष के लिए कर रही है. हम जेन जी की बात कर रहे हैं, तो वो डिसकनेक्टेड ईरा में है. जब तक डिसकनेक्टेड ईरा में रहेंगे तो, और जहाँ तक सवाल है, मुझे लगता है वो कांग्रेस में भी नहीं है ऑफिशियली. आई डोंट थिंक ही विल जॉइन पॉलिटिक्स ऑफिशियली. तो
जैसे ही हैज ग्रेट एम्बिशंस ऑफ बीइंग इन द लोकसभा, नॉट जस्ट राज्यसभा नॉमिनेशन. ही वाज फ्रॉम अ पॉलिटिकल,
आजकल तो अमेठी से राहुल जी के चांसेस कम है उनके तो मुझे पता नहीं. रॉबर्ट जी भी ऐसी ही कल्पनाएं करते हैं. ठीक है, कल्पना करने पे कुछ
पॉलिटिक्स फ्रस्ट्रेट यू अदिति एट टाइम्स?
इट्स अ टफ जॉब. It's a tough job. And abhi jo hum baat kar rahe the, like what you know, trolling and all of that. Like I wanted to ask you also, like, do you get a lot of those like women centric trolls?
Of course.
Well, they really bother me. Matlab more than anything else. And jo, yeah, I don't know. It's one thing to deal with trolls, you know, ki jaise maan lo tutlate ho ya maan lo agar main bhi kuch galat bolu salat bolu whatever. That's one thing. But wo jo mahila centric wale jo hote hain na,
no, that some of them are very ugly. Yeah. There was in fact I mentioned it in one of my podcasts also when you were talking about Rohit Sardana. So during the COVID times that there was this death list which was made, those who should die of COVID. And you know, so ye aise to kafi sare hote that this person should die and you know these things should, list hota tha. It never bothered you, right? Because you think anybody's going to die because of a list? No. But then you know, suddenly when we saw that list, so Rohit passed away. And at that time I was in the hospital and you know, and you're taking that medication and it's playing on your brain, right? And Rohit passed away. Two others were in the ICU in that list. And I was number 9 on that list.
Oh,
and you know, it started playing on my mind.
Yeah.
When actually it shouldn't have. And it started playing on my mind that maybe I am.
Yeah.
Maybe this list somewhere is happening. It's coming true or something. Of course, now when I look back and I say, how stupid was I to think that? It's probably because of the medications that, you know, we were doing that.
Absolutely.
But like, you know, lots of people have switched off their mentions. I know of actresses who don't read their social media posts.
I just stopped.
Because they say that we can't. Because, you know, women are trolled about how we look. More than anything else, how we look. You know? So
no, men get body shamed a lot as well. You'd be surprised.
Why you body shamed, man? You're so fit, Shehzad.
Zeeshan ko bola 10 kilo ghata ke aur tab Rahul ji se milne milega. Bataiye, bichara wo Zeeshan bol raha hai. Ki he said it. He said to ANA only. Usko bola 10 kilo ghata क्या हो तब राहुल जी से मौका मिला. लुक, इवन आई एम बॉडी शेम्ड. पीपल से ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ थिंग्स अबाउट मी आल्सो बिकॉज वंस आई हैड गॉन टू उज्जैन महाकाल लोक एंड आई वाज बेयर चेस्टेड. सो पीपल मेक फन ऑफ दैट आल्सो. नाउ आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू लुक एट हाउ माय पेक्स आर लुकिंग इन अ पायस प्लेस लाइक दैट. सो दीज काइंड्स ऑफ थिंग्स आर मेड. बट अगेन यू नो द ओनली वे टू डील विद दिस इज ऑफकोर्स इट विल हर्ट यू फॉर अ मोमेंट. इट शुड हर्ट यू फॉर अ मोमेंट बट यू कांट अलाउ दैट टू डिफाइन यू. अदरवाइज यू अलाउ देम टू विन.
Of course, absolutely.
You can't allow that to define you.
Basically, develop a thick skin. But we're not crocodiles. How do you have such a thick skin? Kahin na kahin these things. And I think also, agar sensitivity itni lose kar jao, to apna essence bhi to nikal jata hai. Na?
And for all of the other gyan, you have to watch Sadhguru's podcast, which I'm told is coming up. So this, for this chunk of the discussion.
Yes, for this
a lot of it that absolutely. I've spoken about it is that. And he does say that. He does say that, you know, about anxiety. Because it's a big issue among, especially the younger generation, you know, how to deal with anxiety. And he does speak about it. So which will come after this episode.
Smita, life is fickle. People are dying at the age of 35. I've lost friends at the age of 30, 35. My father passed away at the age of 40. If you're going to hold up these small things, you're not going to enjoy the moment. So enjoy the moment. Live life like a king, like a shahzada. Don't behave like a shahzada. Just live like a shahzada. And good and bad, take
I can't
of
think of a better way to end this podcast. Wishing you both all the best.
Thank
and
you.
A lot
thank
of success.
Thank you for having us.
A lot of success in your careers and happiness in your life.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for watching or listening in to this edition of the ANI podcast with Smita Prakash. Do like or subscribe in whichever channel you have seen this or heard this. Namaste. Jai Hind.